speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Tuesday, December the 18th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we have China celebrating 40 years of quote-unquote reform. What has China been reformed into? Yeah, it was a wreck, wasn't it, after Chairman Mao's Cultural Revolution. The people there were starving by the tens of millions as he dragged anybody with an education or any capability out into the agricultural hinterlands so that they could contribute. Because any education, any technical expertise was considered to be bourgeoisie. So you got to be drug out of there, and they decimated themselves intellectually as well as demographically. And now, after we've opened this up with Henry Kissinger and Richard Nixon, about six or so years after they opened up China, Ding started some reforms there. Now they're celebrating 40 years of that. Now, this is all part of Xi establishing himself as a communist cult leader. But folks, what we can see in China is that not only the opening of China, but also its privileged position in the world as far as trade goes with the globalists. You know, they never talk about Chinese tariffs. They never talk about Chinese theft of intellectual property. They rarely ever talk about Chinese slave factories or the social credit scores and so forth. What is the legacy of China? We can see it already being used to establish authoritarian constructs in our country and throughout the West. This is what's happening on social media, on the control of the internet. It's the cooperation of big corporations that have created China. They have worked with these Chinese dictators. Neither the corporations nor the Chinese oligarchs have any moral or legal constraints on what they do to other people. They regard everybody as their slaves to be controlled. This is the mentality, this thing that has been constructed in China that has been a predation on the Chinese people is now metastasizing, this cancer that has been fed and nourished by the globalist. It is a model of what they want to do to the rest of us. And as he is bragging about how large China has become, he said, don't worry, we're not trying to establish any hegemony. Oh, really? No, they see themselves as not only the leaders of the world, but of course, Xi is going to be made the king of the world if the globalists have their way. They're using them as the template to establish everything they want to do here. So we're going to talk about what's going on there, what we have seen, and not only the last 40 years of China, but I would just say in the last 40 months, and how everything that is being done there is being implemented here. I think, we've talked for a long time about the mainstream media. We got all these different nicknames for it. Lamestream media, the prostitutes, and on and on. Mockingbird media, going back to the CIA's program of using the mainstream media to feed propaganda, carefully constructed stories and narratives to the public, making sure they don't hear anything other than the same story coming from all the major networks and newspapers. That was Operation Mockingbird. They're trying to reestablish that on the internet by making sure that no other voices other than the establishment narrative are heard. But it goes far beyond that. I think it has gone far beyond the CIA's Mockingbird experiment, operation. I think really what this has become, when we look at social media, I think we need to start talking about the MK Ultra social media, because that's truly what it is. It's not just broadcasting propaganda and a narrative out there that is favorable to their agenda to get you to go along with them, but they also have the capability to monitor how you accept that, to fine-tune that. It has become a massive tool of mind control. That's why I call it the MK Ultra social media. We'll talk more about that and about a likely government shutdown. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater. and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Tuesday, December 18th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to talk about the rise of China, what it tells us about the hunger and thirst for control, how they're exercising control through social media. I mean, it's gotten to the point where, as a story we have on InfoWars, New York Magazine laments that PewDiePie appears to be too popular to ban. Well, this is the total control that we have here. You know, in China, we have President Xi saying, you can't have Winnie the Pooh. Somebody did a joke about President Xi Jinping comparing him to Winnie the Pooh. And so because of that, Winnie the Pooh is banned. And we have the same kind of authoritarian knee-jerk reactions to comedians or anybody who is on the internet, even to somebody like PewDiePie. We'll talk more about that. We'll talk more about China coming up. We'll talk about the MK Ultra social media, because that's really what it's about. It's about controlling the way that you think. Political correctness, telling you what you can and cannot say, making sure that you bow down to the gods of political correctness. This is going to result in social media credit scores for everybody. They're already talking in New York about introducing the requirement that if you want to get a firearm or if you want to renew your carry permits and so forth, you've got to turn over all your social media activity to them to be scrutinized, even including your search engine results for the last 3 years. So all your social media for the last 3 years, all of your search engine results for the last 3 years. What we have seen in China is laying down and modeling what they want to do here. The total control of our society, the enslavement of mankind. It has been done in China. They have looked the other way. As a matter of fact, as vociferous as the establishment is about blaming anything that goes wrong on Russia, any pushback against the globalist agenda, that's blamed on Russia. But of course, there is never any criticism about China, never any criticism about their terrorists, for example. So we're going to get into that in just a moment. How, as Xi Jinping is celebrating 40 years of reform, and I would ask just at the very beginning, why did they need reform? Was it because the other demigod that he has created there, Mao Zedong, which of course, you know, in the churches now, if you put up a cross, you've got to put Mao Zedong on one side and President Xi Jinping on the other side, the unholy trinity, because these people want to be that, not just equal to God. I'm sure that they will require that their pictures are higher. But if he's going to make a god out of Mao Zedong, then why did China desperately need to be reformed? If he talks about how far they've come in the last 40 years, perhaps it implies that Mao nearly destroyed the country. He did kill tens of millions of people with his cultural revolution that resulted in massive starvation as authoritarian communist management, centralized control, planning. But he added another level of insanity to all of that. It always results in the types of things that we see in Venezuela or what we saw when we split Germany into an East and West Germany, one side under authoritarian, centralized command and control, the other free. What a difference that was. Of course, a lot of people have forgotten about that now. 30 so years after that disappeared, after the wall came down. But when you look at North and South Korea, that example is still there for us. And you can see what centralized, authoritarian, centrally planned economies do to people. But Mao took it to another level of insanity with his Cultural Revolution. We'll get to that in a moment. The talk right now is what's going to happen to the U.S. government. Will it shut down on December the 21st? What to expect, they say. Well, I expect to be left alone. Oh, let's shut it down. Please shut it down. Any reason will do. The border wall is a good enough reason. President Trump has the authority and the power to protect our borders. As a matter of fact, he's got the duty to do that. He's been shirking that duty. We've got 4,000 troops in Syria. Have you heard the mainstream media complain about that at all? Even mention that? You've now had quietly mentioned by the mainstream media. Oh, yeah, we got about 4,000 troops in Syria. We control about a third of that country. And we don't ever have any plans of taking them out. There's been no debate. There's been no vote in Congress. There hasn't even been any mention of it by either President Obama or by President Trump as he's continued Obama's policies there. We just are there. That's what it's come to. But don't you try to protect the border here in America. Oh, no, you're not going to be allowed to do that. Once these people come through, you can take the families and you can put them in military bases and we can use the military budget to house and feed and clothe them and whatever on military. But you can't use any military budget to protect the border. That's the fantasy we're supposed to believe. So this is coming to a head. And it really is much to do about nothing, quite frankly. We all know that these people, if they're furloughed, they will not lose their jobs, unfortunately. You can't get rid of any federal employees. As Ronald Reagan said, the closest thing we have on this earth to eternal life is a federal bureaucracy or the federal bureaucrats' jobs. And it doesn't really make that, really the only thing that is up for grabs in this of any substance is the wall. Because as many people have pointed out, 5 out of 12 appropriation bills that account for 75% of discretionary spending. What is discretionary spending? Well, that is everything that they haven't already committed to with entitlements. The unconstitutional entitlements for welfare and things like that, that they have obligated us to. They don't have any discretionary spending over that. They just say, anybody that meets these qualifications gets this welfare benefit. So they don't really have control over that. In terms of discretionary spending, as I said, 5 out of 12 appropriation bills accounting for 75% of discretionary spending have already been approved. So only 25% of discretionary spending is at risk. Even if 100% of discretionary spending were at risk, says Zero Hedge, we would generally need to see a prolonged shutdown before there would be any meaningful impact to growth. And certainly not any meaningful impact to the federal employees. And yet, as the Hill says, the GOP is fretting about President Trump doing a shutdown. They say, well, the government shuts down, and if people are upset, they're going to blame Trump. No, I would applaud him for shutting it down. But you got people like John Cornyn, a Republican, a Texas Republican senator, who you would think would be out there pushing President Trump, supporting him to fight to protect the border. And you've got the Democrats, obviously, totally opposed to even having a border. And you've got the GOP establishment like Cornyn out there going, eh, I don't care, whatever. He says, perhaps the president has a strategy. I heard him talk about getting the military to build some of those physical barriers. That just remains to be seen. But I can tell you that right now, I don't see the benefits of a shutdown strategy. He doesn't have his back. Cornyn doesn't care. It's just the border. It's just our country. Cornyn doesn't care. Washington is what he's loyal to. He's been there too long. These guys don't care about America. It's the federal government that they care about. It has a life of its own. And of course, again, these people are guaranteed, they're not going to lose their job. They're going to get their pay at some point in time. They're going to get it back pay, all of the lump sum and so forth. They're guaranteed to keep their jobs. They're guaranteed to get paid. They said, still, that would leave hundreds of thousands of workers at key agencies without paychecks over Christmas. Cry my heart out. As the World Tribune says, U.S. government workers are paid more, they get better perks, and they have more options for health care than the private sector. Even the most incompetent federal workers are nearly impossible to fire, according to analysis by Reagan-era personnel director Donald Devine. He said the current system is long overdue for a thorough makeover. Federal employees earn 22% to 40% more than private sector workers in pay and benefits. They get cost of living, scheduled pay increases. They get paid time off, including 20 vacation days, 13 paid sick days, 10 federal holidays. I don't even know if this will cut out any of their pay for the holidays. I mean, yeah, we're so sorry.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from Infowars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. In the last few months, you have seen InfoWars offer the biggest sales in our history. Now, we've sold out of some of our best-selling items, but we've still got most of our best-selling items in. That's why I am extending the 12 days of Christmas for 4 more days, because we're guaranteed up to about the 19th to be able to ship to anybody in the continental United States before Christmas at InfoWarsStore.com. But get your orders in. Don't fight those crowds and support the InfoWar. All the sales the last 12 days, 50 to 75% off, is back. Free shipping is still there. Double Patriot points. And we have even bigger sales on 4 new items. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Myco ZX, the t-shirts, all of it. Just go check out the sales. There's too many to break them all down. Get your orders in by the 19th, so you're guaranteed to get it on or before Christmas. And thank you again all for your support. We are extending this sale until the 19th. But InfoWars is in your hands. And again, whatever you do, just spread the word about InfoWars.com, and we're going to beat the globalists together. Thank you.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
approached the threatened government shutdown over the wall. Again, they have non-discretionary spending, which is part of the entitlement program. Then they have discretionary spending. 75% of that has already been funded. So we're talking about 25% of that. And a large part of that would be things like the wall. You have Democrats who adamantly oppose the wall. It used to be, back in 2006, an op-ed piece by Ned Ryan, Fox News. He said, 2006, Chuck Schumer, along with Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and Joe Biden, voted for the funding of the Yuma Sector Wall. After it was built, it decreased border crossings in that sector where they had the wall by over 90%. You've had Nancy Pelosi praising the wall that the Israelis built to protect their country. And yet, this is what has happened. That's just 12 years ago. Now the Democrats oppose a border completely. Absolutely completely. They don't even like any organizations that control immigration. Immigration control, ICE, has to be taken out. And the Republicans are sitting on the sideline, like Senator Cornyn here in Texas. Well, I've heard him say that he's going to do something with the military, whatever. I don't know what his strategy is. Maybe he's got a strategy. I don't know. You just shouldn't mess with the federal government. Yeah, let the federal government keep going. Don't mess with the feds. You can mess with Texas, says the Texas Senator Cornyn. That's what it's come to, folks. We're all crying our eyes out over these poor federal employees who might get furloughed over Christmas vacation. Will they not get a check? Will it be late? Will they get extra bonuses? I mean, here again, as we're going to break, here's what they get. They get 22 to 40% more than private sector workers in pay and benefits. They get cost of living and scheduled pay increases. They get paid time off, 20 vacation days, 13 paid sick days, 10 federal holidays. The government pays 72% of their health care premiums as they rip you off with mandates through Obamacare. And they have 300 health care plans to choose from. The retirement benefits come at age 55 for those who have worked for 30 years. They have matches to retirement contributions that range anywhere from 15% to 18%, far higher than what you typically have with a 3 to 5% in the private workforce. Most of us would say, what matching retirement fund? Zero. They get 15 to 18%. I am so sorry for these federal bureaucrats feeding at the public trough. Shut it down. I don't care. I mean, I wish there'd be some way to get rid of these people. But it's the corruption that we have there. As the Heritage Foundation is saying, our current system is largely implemented during the New Deal. Oh, but now we're going to have a new Green Deal from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It was designed to replace amateurism and corruption that were endemic to the old spoils system. Oh, that's right. Yeah. We've never had corruption since the New Deal was put in. You have more corruption because you have more power and authority over people's lives. If you want to get rid of the corruption, you get rid of the power in Washington. The power draws in corruption. It draws in money. It draws in influence. Anyway, then he goes on to say the modern merit system has made it impossible to fire all but the most incompetent civil servants. Complying with arcane rules regarding recruiting, rating, hiring, and firing has replaced the goal of cultivating competence and expertise. Well, we understand that. Besides the fact that nearly everything the federal government does is unconstitutional and a federal overreach of power. Usurpation of power. But let's give them a little bit of due as we look at this and understand that we not only pay for these people and their lavish employment benefits, their lifetime employment, but we're also footing the bill for all of the foreign citizens who come here, legally and illegally. We just had the figures that came out saying that the bill for the American taxpayer, the cost of illegal immigrants, is $116 to $134 billion annually. That 63% of non-citizens are on welfare. Half of them are here illegally. And all of that is paid by us. So we pay for the failure of the federal government, and we pay for the bureaucrats who harass us. As Lysander Spooner said, the difference between the government and a highway robber is the highway robber steals your purse and leaves you alone. The government steals your purse and follows you down the highway, nagging you about everything that you're doing. So at least for the Christmas vacation, President Trump, please shut down the government. At least they'll still be stealing our purse, but they won't be following us down the road, nagging us and harassing us and charging us for things. But I've got some suggestions for the federal employees as to what they could do in that downtime. There's some great TV programming they could watch that kind of feed their desires. You know, the Al Gore just did a 24-hour climate special. They could go back and look that up on the archives. I'm sure that's archived on YouTube. Just don't go too far back into the archives, or you might see Al Gore with this particular clip of what he predicted 10 years ago. If you go too far back, it's going to not work out. But here's what he said 10 years ago.
Some of the models suggest to Dr. Maslowski that there is a 75% chance that the entire North Polar ice cap during some of the summer months could be completely ice-free within the next 5 to 7 years.
Okay, that was 10 years ago. Did not happen. Did not happen, right? So don't go too far back in those archives. Just go back to the beginning of December, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, when he had his 24-hour special of climate reality. And to explain reality to you, he selected celebrities like Moby and the Goo Goo Dolls. You know, when he talks about that, you know, well, they think there's like a 75% chance of this. It's kind of like the weather report. They always give themselves some wiggle room. You know, when they say it's 75% chance of rain, does that mean that it's definitely going to rain in 75% of the area? Or does that mean it's only 75% chance that it's going to rain in one part of the area? I was never sure about that. I never really put too much stock in weather reports, let alone climate projections that were projected out years and years on faulty models. But then, of course, what would even be better for the federal employees is they could, you know, express their anger for President Trump as having to stay home and still collect a paycheck, because they're going to get paid just a little bit later. They could pull up the faux Trump, Alec Baldwin. There's lots of archives about Alec Baldwin. And Alec Baldwin was out there with quite a bit, he had to say yesterday, about the President Trump being a curse for the sins of America. This guy who hates America. Trump is a curse brought down on us as punishment for our sins. Slaughter of Native Americans, slavery, Japanese internment, Vietnam. Every hateful, misogynistic, racist notion intertwined with our bitter nature, and Trump embodies those, and so forth. So I tweeted out and I said, well, I shudder to think if you're going to talk about being punished for our sins, I shudder to think what kind of punishment America is going to be in for the Alec Baldwin Saturday Night Live Hollywood and every kind of perversion that mankind can think of that's put out by that Hollywood crowd. What about the infanticide and the funding of Planned Parenthood? Will there be any punishment for that? What about wars and assassinations, including their beloved President Obama? As George Carlin would say in his hippy-dippy weather reports, looks like there might be scattered smiting on our way. We'll be right back.
In the last few months, you have seen InfoWars offer the biggest sales in our history. Now, we've sold out of some of our best-selling items, but we've still got most of our best-selling items in. That's why I am extending the 12 days of Christmas for 4 more days, because we're guaranteed up to about the 19th to be able to ship to anybody in the continental United States before Christmas at InfoWarsStore.com. But get your orders in. Don't fight those crowds and support the InfoWar. All the sales the last 12 days, 50 to 75% off, is back. Free shipping is still there. Double Patriot points. And we have even bigger sales on 4 new items. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Myco ZX, the t-shirts, all of it. Just go check out the sales. There's too many to break them all down. Get your orders in by the 19th, so you're guaranteed to get it on or before Christmas. And thank you again all for your support. We are extending this sale until the 19th. But InfoWars is in your hands. And again, whatever you do, just spread the word about InfoWars.com, and we're going to beat the globalists together. Thank you.
I don't have to tell our listeners and viewers how important InfoWars is in the fight against the anti-human globalists. So I'm going to say it short and sweet. We need your support now. more than ever. You've come through 1,000 times, so I'm not bitching at you. I'm just simply telling you, we are in the thick of the battle now. The attacks on InfoWars have become absolutely exponential. And down the road, we probably will get destroyed. But I know, and God has really put it on my heart, that we've got to maintain the fight as hard as possible and go through as much as we can to be an example to others and carry out critical operations ahead of whatever happens. But I want to be strong in this fight. I need to be provisioned, and I'm willing to stand against Hillary and Soros and the Rothschilds and all these devil worshippers. But I need your prayers. I need you to spread the articles and videos. I need you to give us financial support right now. We make it easy. Do your Christmas shopping with us, not with the globalists and not with Bezos and Amazon, and you'll help provision us. We've got a bunch of huge deals, InfoWarsStore.com, so please take action right now. InfoWars has been proven absolutely on target about world government, the attack on the family, the eugenics operations, the whole thing. We've been proven dead on. You've been proven dead on as supporters and listeners of this broadcast. You've been the men and women in the arena, and I really do thank you and salute you all. Words are not enough. Think about, of all the different systems, of all the different political ideologies, you have been on target promoting Americana and Renaissance, an open free society against the globalists and the dominant world force. They've created their Tower of Babel with a bunch of people that can't communicate with each other. But we have cut right to the chase. Human liberty, a pro-human future versus the globalist anti-human future. And that's why I want to thank you all and ask you now more than ever to remember that InfoWars really is your baby. I am in your hands, and we're under unprecedented attack, and we just need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there and get the best deals ever and funding InfoWar, a true 360 win.
In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling T-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a T-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything. And don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Hang on, mistletoe. I'm gonna get to know you better.
Welcome back. Now, we were talking about what the furloughed federal employees might possibly do if President Trump sticks to his guns. And we'll talk about some gun control issues. So you will not believe what Bloomberg's gun control group is doing now. But nevertheless, if he does stick to that, and if he hangs tough and says, we're going to fund the wall here, and of course, he's already got a military budget. We already have a military, but we're not allowed to use the military to defend the United States. That's the bottom line, folks. And that should make you as angry as it makes me. Because I think it is outrageous that we've now become this outwardly focused policeman of the globalist UN agendas, overturning regimes left and right, invading every country without any pretense, without any debate, without any discussion, occupying a third of Syria without you even being told about it. Yes, it is quietly, but it's almost like they, you know, you're required to put up a legal notice when somebody in your family dies in a paper, typically. And you put it way back in the back section of the stuff, but you've officially put out legal notice. And so they've now put out legal notice. That's the way we do our wars now. We don't have a debate. We don't have a vote. We don't even have a presidential announcement, that, you know, here's, I'm Caesar. And I've just crossed another Rubicon. We don't even do that. We just quietly put it in the back of the Washington Post or something. oh, look, we've got 4,000 people, and they've got a third of Syria that they're occupying, and they're surrounded by hostile forces. No problem with that, right? They're going to love us. No, they already hate us there. Saying, go home. We don't want you here. We have lost all these different engagements because we keep fighting this asymmetric warfare. That's what they're training for here as well. But they will not use the military to protect our borders. President Trump should. But as we see them talking about possibly what they could watch, we now have a Hollywood celebrity who has taken it upon himself to come after Tucker Carlson. And we have Judd Apatow has promoted a boycott of Tucker Carlson. It began with an insurance company, Pacific Life, pulling ads from Tucker's show Friday after he said this. We have a moral obligation to admit the world's poor, they tell us, even if it makes our own country poorer and dirtier and more divided. Immigration is a form of atonement. Previous leaders of our country committed sins, and we must pay for those sins by welcoming an endless chain of migrant caravans. You know, Alec Baldwin is telling us Trump is a manifestation of our sins. We're being punished for that. And I guess the uncontrolled hordes of foreign migrants are our punishment. When I was talking about the UN Migrant Treaty, that people in Brussels, the seat of the EU government, 5,500 people were rioting, burning, and protesting in Brussels because of the UN Migrant Pact. We've got 750 million people on the move, looking for a home, looking for your home, looking for better digs. They're going to move in with you, whether you like it or not. And you better not call the police to remove the guy sitting on your couch, because you'd be racist and xenophobic if you did. No, they're there as punishment for you. You know, as Alec Baldwin is saying. And I think Tucker Carlson got that right. But then you got a Hollywood figure, this guy, Judd Apatow. I had to look him up. I was like, who is this guy? Because I want to boycott his stuff. I want to boycott his films or TV shows or whatever it is that he produces. I looked him up and it's like, I didn't know it, but I was already boycotting his stuff because it's so horrible. Judd Apatow, this guy in his desperate search for relevance, is out there attacking Tucker Carlson. This is a guy who produced these wonderful films like Knocked Up and The 40-Year-Old Virgin. How did I miss that? I missed it on purpose. I mean, he had some movies that he was associated with as a writer. Back in the 90s, 20 years ago, Happy Gilmore, The Cable Guy, Liar Liar, those are kind of meh. But he hasn't really done anything since then. 40-Year-Old Virgin, he did the early 2000s or whatever. Most recently, the last two films I see here on IMDb, sounds kind of autobiographical. This is 40 and Trainwreck. Maybe that kind of sums up his career. But this is a guy who thinks that he's going to take down Tucker Carlson because, you know, this is the answer to everything, is that if you can't defeat somebody in a debate, you can't defeat them in the marketplace of ideas, you must shut them down. This is the tactic of the left. It is the tactic, quite frankly, of the Chinese communists. This is why we call it cultural Marxism. Political correctness is not about controlling your speech. It's about controlling you. They control you by controlling your speech. You must bow down and worship the gods of political correctness. Maybe what they should do is, quite frankly, is they ought to maybe force these federal employees to watch Bambi or something. That's what actually a judge did in a poaching case. This is a lot of alleged hundreds of deer were killed illegally, they allege. And the guy didn't take them to eat. He just wanted the heads for trophies. So it's the biggest poaching case we've had. So the judge sentenced this guy to watching Bambi over and over again. Maybe you should sentence him to watching Judd Apatow's films. That'd be a greater punishment. I don't know how that's supposed to make him averse to poaching deer, hunting illegally. I mean, I'm kind of imagining this guy. There. watching the Bambi films. I'm kind of imagining, remember Clockwork Orange? Pull up the Clockwork Orange thing where they strap him into a chair and they decide they're going to do conditioning. And so they show him pictures of Nazis committing atrocities and so forth. And they're playing Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. And they've got him strapped down in the chair and they've got like prongs prying his eyelids open. So right there, I can imagine how they're going to do that to the hunter. Once a month, the judge says you've got to view Walt Disney's movie Bambi with the first viewing on or before December the 23rd, 2018. At least one such viewing each month thereafter during defendant's incarceration in the Lawrence County Jail. Well, that should stop him from poaching, right? You know, that right there, you saw him, his jaw twittering out there. That must have been when Bambi's mother was shot. Or maybe that was the forest fire scene. I don't know. I think what's more likely, you know, we had the unintended consequences of Clockwork Orange. You know, when the guy got out, he would get violently ill and incapacitated every time you'd hear Beethoven. So they created this aversion to Beethoven because they used that as a soundtrack for the Nazis. So I think what's going to happen is this guy's going to wind up with an aversion to cartoons. Or maybe to shooting cartoon characters. I don't know. Maybe he won't be able to play any video games anymore. Speaking of that, we have a story on InfoWars. New York Magazine is lamenting that PewDiePie appears to be too popular to ban. What are they upset about? Well, evidently, PewDiePie was playing in a video game, and he does that and comments on it. And some guy walks up to him in the video game and says, oh, I really like... I just really like what you're doing so far. And as he's standing there talking to him and not paying attention to what's going on, some other player walks up and shoots that player in the head, at which point PewDiePie starts laughing. Now, the guy's name that he was using to play the game was Rabbi Shekel. So I said, oh, you're anti-Semitic and so forth because you're laughing at the name. I think he was laughing at the other. But what difference does it make? The New Yorker doesn't like him because he's popular. They don't like him because he doesn't kowtow to their political correctness. If he does a joke that they think is not funny, and they do this as a test, folks. It is a test of their power. They will accuse you of something to make sure that you grovel before them. And if you don't grovel before the lords of political correctness, then they will demand that YouTube take you down. And they actually said this on the New York Magazine. They said, why YouTube's biggest star can't be canceled. They said, YouTube feels uncomfortable wielding its absolute power over its own platform so nakedly. I beg to differ. They shut this show down. They shut down Alex Jones. They shut down Info. That's pretty naked.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. we have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. I want to talk just a little bit more about this story that we have at InfoWars.com. New York Magazine laments that Pootie Pie appears to be too popular to ban. That is clearly not the case. That is not how Google decides whether they're going to ban somebody. They don't have any problem banning channels, shadow banning people, or completely banning people that are very popular. It depends on what you're talking about. Now, the New York Magazine is really upset about the fact that they could not get him to kowtow to their attempts to intimidate him with political correctness. So they're furious about that. How dare him defy our speech codes? He's out there having fun. You know, he's making jokes. People find that entertaining and popular. They're sick and tired of these Marxists in the college campuses. Like I said earlier in the week, we had first a couple of weeks ago, we had one comedian actually worked for Saturday Night Live, and he had the mic snatched out of his hand while he was on stage, and then these little Marxist students got up on stage and denounced him because he made a joke. He said something to the effect like, well, I know that being gay is not a choice because there are black gay people and nobody would choose to have two marks against them or something like that. They were so offended by that that they denounced him on stage and removed the mic from his hand. And then another university, this one was in the UK, in Oxford, had several comedians, and they sent out an agreement to them and said, you will not talk about this, this, and this, and you will not approach these subjects, and you will not blah, blah, blah. You know, this is full-on Marxism that we've seen in authoritarian countries, like we see in China, for example. And one of the people there was a Russian who actually has a podcast that talks about this kind of oppression of free speech. And so he contacted the press and said, can you believe this? You know, this is why Seinfeld said he won't play colleges. I just saw what happened to this Saturday Night Live writer and so forth. He's not even politically correct enough for them. So they can't stand a joke, and they can't stand people who don't kowtow to their speech codes. And so New York Magazine is out there saying, why YouTube's biggest star cannot be canceled. We have a story about it on Infowars.com. One quick and easy answer is because YouTube lets him, they said. There are reasons that YouTube doesn't want to get deeply involved. They're cynical because YouTube feels uncomfortable wielding its absolute power over its platform so nakedly. And quite frankly, I, in my life, never thought I would see such naked aggression and use of power controlling free speech as we experienced here with InfoWars and with YouTube and Google. And they're banning people on the search engine. As Sundar Pichai was there talking about, oh, we're not working with the Chinese dictators on Dragonfly and so forth. Everybody's looking at this and he says, well, we don't have any plans to launch Dragonfly. They're saying, well, he's saying he doesn't have any plans currently. That means he may still do it with China. But if you look at what he actually had to say, he doesn't rule out doing it here. That's the big takeaway for me. Nobody else is saying that. Everybody's saying, well, he might still be doing this in cooperation with the Chinese dictators. And of course he's cooperating with the Chinese dictators. They always do. And they're going to cooperate with the American wannabe dictators in the Democrat Party, in the establishment Republican wing. He says, currently it's an effort only internally for us, and we're not doing this in China. See, we're not doing this in China. Everybody's focusing on, well, we don't currently have any plans to do this, roll this out in China. And he goes, we're not doing this in China. Yeah, they're going to do it here. They've already used China as a beta test for this kind of tyranny. And so for New York Magazine to be fretting about PewDiePie, so it's important to keep in mind the company has both practical and formal power to remove him from its site and to find other ways to punish or limit him. Let me tell you something. If he was a threat to the military-industrial complex, if he was talking about their unconstitutional forever wars, if he was talking about their assassinations, if he was talking about the way that they are spying on us, if he's talking about the way that they're trying to shut down our Constitution, take away our guns and everything else, First Amendment rights or Second Amendment rights, if he was really pushing back on globalism and the real threats to our society instead of just joking around, they'd already shut him down. Oh, the day is coming when he will get the full Chinese treatment. You know, you put up pictures of Winnie the Pooh in China, you will be locked down. Your job is gone. Your education opportunities are gone. You're not even going to be able to get any transportation because the automated taxis or the Uber cars or whatever, whether they're automated or whether they're being driven by humans, they will tell them, do not pick up this individual. As I said, you know, the world will be your oyster or whatever, but you won't move a single foot if we don't like you because of your social credits. And so that day is coming for PewDiePie, for all of us, if we don't push back against this. And this is, there he is. Yeah. After, and this is the healthy thing, the good thing about China, is that after they banned Winnie the Pooh, the memes like the one you just saw, putting a picture of Xi in his limousine next to a picture of a Winnie the Pooh bear stuffed into a toy car, that kind of thing started accelerating. There we go. In the car. No, actually, Xi has brought the country to a standstill, as you see in that picture, in terms of their freedoms. I find it very interesting as everybody's, markets are reacting to President Xi's speech and so forth. Is he going to stimulate the economy or this? They have, for the last 40-some-odd years, had an average growth of 9.5% in their economy. He's predicting next year that's going to be 6 to 6.5%. Can you imagine how the Federal Reserve would be ripping the hair out of their heads if we had 6% growth in the United States? We could not be allowed to have that kind of growth in the United States. But if they don't have 10% growth in China, the globalists get very upset. The stock markets get very upset. We must allow them to grow exponentially. But if they have, we have more than, 3% growth here in America. Boy, the Fed's got to shut that down right away. Can't have that happening here in America. Not in the land of the fee. Home of the slave. That's the amazing double standard to me. How these globalists will give everything to the Chinese slave masters like Xi, who preside over that economy. What they do to the Chinese people is shameful on so many different levels. And they get away with it. They haven't had a revolution there because the people's standard of living was so low because of Chairman Mao that even though their standard of living, and they're catching up rapidly to us now. It is absolutely amazing. Just in the short amount of time between when our friends who adopted young girls from China and we adopted our daughter from China, there's probably about a 5-year difference. And in just about a 5 to 10 year difference, it went from a situation where everybody there was walking around wearing essentially the Chairman Mao pajamas to dressing the same way that we do here in the West by the time we went there. They were shopping at Walmart, getting essentially the same goods that we get at Walmart. Their kids were actually wearing pants. They used to not have their kids wearing pants. They would let the kids walk around without any pants, and they had to worry about diapers or washing the diapers and so forth. And they stopped that. And so their standard of living has been going up quite a bit. But we still, when we were there, what is it now? 12 years? When we were there 12 years ago, you drive outside of the city and you see the people living in what were like storage sheds. Very sad conditions. I mean, literally storage sheds. No windows. They had 3 concrete walls and they had a garage door in the front of it, just like you would a storage shed. And they were sitting there with the door open at night. You could see everybody sitting there, you know, just sitting in their homes with all their furnishings around them in those little storage sheds. But that was a huge improvement in their standard of living over what Chairman Mao had given them 30 years earlier. And they're rapidly closing this gap, because if you go up 10% a year over 40 years, you know, even after 30 years, they were just a little bit below where some of the poor people in the United States are. All right, before we go to break, I just want to tell you about the specials that we have, part of our 12 days of Christmas. We have now reached the 12th day, and so all of those specials, all of those daily specials are now available to you. We have Brain Force Plus, 55% off, Ultimate Bone Broth, 55% off, Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 55% off. We have 60% off, Silver Bullet, Immune Gargle Spray, the Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste and Mouthwash, Alpha Power, Real Red Pill, Bod-Ease are all natural turmeric formula to get rid of inflammation. We have all those there. Some products up to 75% off, free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, and with every order, you get a free T-shirt. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, we need your support at this time, and you can support your health and that of your families at the same time.
In the last few months, you have seen InfoWars offer the biggest sales in our history. Now, we've sold out of some of our best-selling items, but we've still got most of our best-selling items in. That's why I am extending the 12 days of Christmas for 4 more days, because we're guaranteed up to about the 19th to be able to ship to anybody in the continental United States before Christmas at InfoWarsStore.com. But get your orders in. Don't fight those crowds and support the InfoWar. All the sales the last 12 days, 50 to 75% off, is back. Free shipping is still there. Double Patriot points. And we have even bigger sales on 4 new items. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Myco ZX, the t-shirts, all of it. Just go check out the sales. There's too many to break them all down. Get your orders in by the 19th so you're guaranteed to get it on or before Christmas. And thank you again all for your support. We are extending this sale until the 19th, but InfoWars is in your hands. And again, whatever you do, just spread the word about InfoWars.com and we're going to beat the globalists together. Thank you.
Everybody knows it. History documents it. But there is a cult in every culture and every system throughout history that wants to hurt children. They want to abort children. They want to disease children. They want to abuse children. They want to confuse children. They want their essence. They want their soul. They want their spirit. They want their power, because they are our future. And this Christmas, remember, it is about Jesus Christ, not ultimate sacrifice. It is about the West. And it is about a human future and standing with each other and believing in a better future. So I just want to thank you all for your support. And I want to ask you all to pray for your own family, to pray for America, to pray for President Trump, and to pray for InfoWars. And to remember that you have the power to change the world. You have the power to override the censors. You have the power to stop the globalists dead in their tracks. And I know you've been taking action, I salute you, but just remember, I know you're humble, but just remember, you hold the future of this planet and the universe in your hands.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's talk a little bit about guns and the Second Amendment. I could not believe when I saw this picture. I retweeted this on my Twitter account, Libertarian. We have, it's a Breitbart article, Moms Demand Action. This is the Bloomberg Gun Control Group. And they held a quote-unquote safety class in Lewiston, Idaho. So you got the socialist mayor of New York on his crusade to take away everybody's guns. So where's he going to go? Well, he's going to go to rural Idaho and lecture people there because they said, you know, we take things very seriously here in Idaho. We love our guns and we love our kids, so we got to make sure that we protect our kids from the guns, make sure that everything is safe all the time. And so they have a meeting there with the League of Women Voters to show them how to handle guns safely because, you know, that's a big concern of the League of Women Voters. You got a lot of shooters there. And the League of Women Voters. Yeah, right. No, this was a political gun control meeting pretending that it is a safety lecture. And the local paper there, the Lewiston Tribune, plays along with it in all earnesty. I mean, they report this with a straight face when it looks like something straight out of the Babylon Bee. I want you to take a look at the picture. Pull up that picture. You can either get the social media picture. Yeah, there it is, the social media picture. There it is right there. That's what I retweeted out with comment. Behind her there, behind her it says, this is the irony, okay? This is why I say this is like a Babylon Bee satire piece. She's holding this gun up by the barrel. She's got her hand in front of the barrel, and she's holding it up. And right behind her hand and the gun, it says, always keep your gun pointed in a safe direction, like into the palm of your hand. She is the expert on gun safety with Moms Demand Action. And they are showing the League of Women Voters safe gun handling. They said one of the goals was to model responsible behavior around guns. I mean, seriously, this is not a Babylon Bee satire site. Another point was gun storage. And as Breitbart points out, the Tribune did not report which of those two points the instructor was making as she held the, and this is a pellet gun, by the tip of the barrel. Those who attended the quote-unquote gun safety presentation were told that the United States has the highest rate of unintentional shootings in the world. Now, they just have the highest rate of unintentional bad safety training. That's what it is there. But as Breitbart points out, there were 489 accidental gun deaths during 2014. 2015 was about the same. However, Johns Hopkins University, in looking at 8 years of data for malpractice, medical malpractice deaths, they found that every year it wasn't 500 people that were dying from medical malpractice. It was 250,000 people dying from medical malpractice. 500 times the number of people who died from accidental gun usage were dying from accidental medical care. Maybe Bloomberg ought to focus on big pharmaceutical companies and maybe take a look and give us some information about where we're seeing bad practices. Now, we can't have any of that information as consumers. Instead, we get the phony firearm safety stuff. She said, there's nothing in this program that says that you shouldn't have a gun, except that instructor. As a matter of fact, we're speaking much to people who do own guns. I'm confident there's not one in this valley who sells guns that wants those guns to harm children. Now, she actually managed to get a concealed carry permit. That shows you how useless they are in terms of a training. She said, we are here to promote common sense solutions as she holds the gun up high by the barrel with a barrel pointing in the palm of her hand. They said, we want to have people, our message is simple. We want to model responsible behavior around guns. We want to recognize the risk of teen suicide. Well, you know, teen suicide is not accidental. Maybe they should talk to them about SSRI. Oh, don't want to talk about that either, do we?
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we have, just a couple of weeks ago, got a story on Breitbart. It was National Sentinel. Breitbart was the one that had the picture of the lady illustrating to the League of Women Voters. She was, of course, with the Bloomberg gun control group, Moms Demand Action. I demand some safe gun instruction, not the kind that they give. I'll tell you about it. But there was a study that came out, showed that concealed carry firearm owners have a 94% success rate in stopping potential mass shooters. But we're supposed to get rid of the guns. And, you know, we look at this and we say, well, 94% success rate. I would assume that this woman, who was the instructor for the Bloomberg gun control group, Moms Demand Action, as she's standing there lecturing people about gun safety, holding the pistol in the air by its barrel with the pistol pointing into her palm, I would assume that even though she has a concealed carry, that she would be one of those 6% of the people who are not successful at stopping potential mass shooters, but maybe self-inflicted gun control wounds. That's what they've basically done there. They're out there talking about, well, we're concerned about accidental gun deaths. And as Breitbart pointed out, 500 times the number of people die from accidental medical procedures, medical malpractice, medical accidents, and so forth. 250,000 people a year die from that, according to a Johns Hopkins study. That's not even talking about the people who have negative reaction and die from pharmaceutical drugs. That's much, much higher. We're just talking about medical malpractice issues. And that's compared against 500 people who die each year from accidental gun deaths. And yet they're talking about recognizing the risks of teen suicide. Sir, I understand that. But let's understand what drives teen suicide. It isn't the presence of a gun. It's typically the use of SSRIs and other things that are in our society, that we refuse to acknowledge the effect of those things on our teens. But when I look at this picture of this woman holding this gun up there by the barrel, I had first seen this report from Iran saying that an Iranian general fatally shot himself by accident. And so, you know, your first response to this is to say, yeah, right. That would be what they would tell us. And that is an interesting thing, because we don't believe that this Iranian general accidentally killed himself while he was cleaning his gun. He accidentally shot himself in the head by accident. So he might have been, maybe he took a gun safety class from this same instructor with Moms Demand Action. Because, you know, the proper way to clean your gun is to look down the barrel end of it, presumably, as you're cleaning it. Because I would imagine if you're going to hold the gun up there and say, you know, safely hold the gun, so forth, I would imagine that she might be instructing the League of Women Voters how to clean guns that might result in something like they say happened to this Iranian general. But we look at that and we say, yeah, right. Yeah. They just killed this guy. I seriously doubt this Iranian general even had a gun, let alone that he's cleaning it and that he shot himself in the head fatally, as he was cleaning it. But yet, if we were told that about somebody that was connected to Hillary Clinton or to James Comey or to Bob Mueller, you know, if somebody that Bob Mueller had been running and the witness protection plan, like Whitey Bulger or something, you know. If this guy had a lot of dirt on crooked FBI people, some of whom have already gone to jail, but some of them haven't, perhaps. And if we had a situation like that where all of a sudden he gets, without explanation, transferred out of the facility that he's in, where he is under medical care because of his advanced age and his deteriorated health condition, and then he is sent to another facility that doesn't have any medical care facilities, and then on entry, he's beaten to a pulp and executed gangland style. I mean, you know, we would look at that and say, gee, that's bad stuff happens, just accidental. Or if, you know, Hillary Clinton's got a whistleblower and he just happens to drop weights on his head while he's doing weightlifting and dies, you know, before he could download on her to a congressional committee. That's just an accident. Accidents just happen all the time. They happen all the time to people who are associated with the Clintons or people who are part of the Iranian regime. Except when it's the Iranian regime, we all look at this and go, yeah, right. But if you say that about Hillary Clinton, or you say that about Bob Mueller, or the FBI, or the CIA, everybody's like, oh, you conspiracy theorist. Tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist. But, you know, maybe it really did happen with the Iranian general. Maybe it was the same kind of firearms training that was given to the Bloomberg group. Meanwhile, in New Jersey, as New American points out, we have 1 million New Jersey gun owners who are outright ignoring the recent ban that went into effect there for firearms. New Jersey passed its ban on possessing magazines that have more than 10 rounds back in June, and they gave people 6 months to comply. They estimated that they have about 1 million people who have firearms that can have a magazine that can hold more than 10 rounds. And they gave them five options. Number one, you can modify the offending magazine so that they can't have more than 10 rounds. Number two, you can completely render the firearm inoperable. Number three, you can register them with the state as something that accommodates 10 or that has been modified to accommodate 10 or less rounds. Number four, you can transfer that to somebody if you can do it legally. Or number five, you can just turn it in to the police. And they say that so far as they can tell, that they had Ammo Land reaching out to local police departments in New Jersey, calling them up, contacting them, said, how many people have turned this in? They couldn't find any police departments where anybody had turned in a single gun or magazine to comply with that new firearm regulation that has been in effect now for 6 months and is now past the grace period. So as New American points out, they have exercised option number six, ignore an unconstitutional law. Good for them. Good for them. Ammo Land said, you know, we haven't had a single department report a single magazine being turned over. And it's a very stiff penalty if they catch you with this. It is a felony. You can get 18 months in jail. You can get $10,000 in fine, or you can get both the fine and the jail term. And they point out that in Colorado, they passed some other laws banning possession of assault weapons, whatever those are. Maybe they defined it in their law. High capacity magazines and bump stocks last May. And again, they assumed that probably 150,000 people in Boulder, Colorado are now violating the law. As of December 27th, they need to be certified under the grandfather clause, so in other words, report yourself as a suspicious character because you own some of this contraband now. Or they face fines and jail time. And nobody has, they've had 85 people out of 150,000 do that in Boulder, Colorado. But out of 1 million people in New Jersey, not a single person has complied with that law. But the real concern are these red flag laws. As we reported back in November, we've had our first fatality with that. And this is something the extreme risk protection orders. Anybody can, without due process, flag you as being an extreme risk and essentially swap you. You know, that's a very dangerous practice where people, sometimes as a prank, will call up the police department and say, you're dealing drugs or something, sick the SWAT team on you. A lot of people have been killed for that type of thing. And this particular guy got killed because he had a red flag as being a gun owner. Gary Willis, resident of Ferndale, Maryland, he got a knock on the door at 5 a.m. in the morning. He goes to the door with a gun in his hand, and they say, "We're here to take your gun." He goes, "Oh," and he puts it down, and he says, "Let me see that order." And they show him the order, and he goes, "Well, this isn't a legal search warrant issued by a judge, and I don't want you taking my gun." So he picks the gun back up. An argument starts. They start wrestling with him. They shoot and kill him. How are you going to defend against these types of things? And folks, you need to remember that in the wake of Parkland shooting, it was Republicans and even some people in the NRA that were saying, we've got to have these red flag gun laws. No, we don't. No, we don't. We need to have due process. Brett Kavanaugh is due process. Even though he is a horrible judge, even though he voted for Planned Parenthood and will probably vote to sustain Obamacare, he is due process, but it's not just him. Not just him, Lindsay.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling T-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a T-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. Then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything, and don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't have to tell our listeners and viewers how important InfoWars is in the fight against the anti-human globalist. So I'm going to say it short and sweet. We need your support now more than ever. You've come through 1,000 times, so I'm not bitching at you. I'm just simply telling you, we are in the thick of the battle now. The attacks on InfoWars have become absolutely exponential, and down the road, we probably will get destroyed. But I know, and God has really put it on my heart, that we've got to maintain the fight as hard as possible and go through as much as we can to be an example to others and carry out critical operations ahead of whatever happens. But I want to be strong in this fight. I need to be provisioned, and I'm willing to stand against Hillary and Soros and the Rothschilds and all these devil worshipers. But I need your prayers. I need you to spread the articles and videos. I need you to give us financial support right now. We make it easy. do your Christmas shopping with us, not with the globalists and not with Bezos and Amazon, and you'll help provision us. We've got a bunch of huge deals, InfoWarsStore.com, so please take action right now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back as we hear Handel's Messiah, the opening overture to that. We should remember that in China, as they talk about how they will not be intimidated by anyone, bragging about the reforms that undid the damage that was done by Mao's China as they seek to impose that same system, to reimpose that in greater detail. It has been a beta test for what the globalists want to impose on us. And they are very proud of the fact that as we approach Christmas, they are cracking down on churches. Now, the mainstream media is reporting about the slave camps, the training centers, they call them, for the Muslims. They've hit the Muslims now as well. They hit any group that doesn't worship the state. It's been Christians in the past, Falun Gong, now it's Muslims. And now the establishment press in the West is upset about it because it's Muslims. Pretty much turned a blind eye to what's going on with the Christians. You see selected reports about this pastor who has opposed them, saying that what they are demanding amounts to Caesar worship. He published a manifesto, and they cracked down on his church the next day, arrested 100 people, went to their homes, their businesses. They knew where everybody was. They've been following everybody, knew every single member of that church. On Saturday in Guangzhou, they busted a Sunday school, a children's Bible class. This is what it's like to live in China now. It is what it will be like to live in a globalist-controlled America in the future. All of these systems, it's not just the control of the Internet and your speech there. No, it's going to be pervasive, every aspect of your life. This is what you can expect if we don't stop this. And we'll get to that in just a moment. I want to talk a little bit more about one thing that keeps this from happening. Because one of the things we need to remember that Chairman Mao talked about was that power comes out of the barrel of a gun. And don't you ever forget it, Americans. Don't you let them ever have all the power. Don't you ever let them have all the guns. Because that's exactly what they will do. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. We have, as we see this, New Jersey declaring war on its residents. We have over a million people have refused to comply with this, but as Mike Adams, Natural News, pointed out, the New Jersey State Police refused to rule out house-to-house checks. And that may provoke violent confrontations as they go around to confiscate guns that are in violation of their new laws. They're newly minted criminals, they're newly minted felons. As they go around to try to enforce that, that may kick off a fight. Remember, we had Joe Biggs taking on Swalwell from California. And so you want to go around and confiscate people's guns, you're going to kick off a civil war. And the guy said, no, well, you know, yeah, that's fine. You know, we've got a lot of nuclear weapons. And they're pretty legit. In other words, we can use them. And then you got another guy jump in on it, another Democrat politician saying, yeah, you know, I think we ended that story when we had planes. Well, you know, take a look at how your massive superiority and firepower has worked out and all of your asymmetric wars throughout the globe. You have lost every single one of them. Military-industrial complex. Yeah, you've got, you can go in and wipe out a military in no time at all, but you cannot subdue a population that will not be subdued. People will keep taking those hits, and it'll be like doing a massive artillery barrage on earth-bermed forts. You know, you just keep dropping the bombs, and they keep absorbing them, you know, going all the way back to the Civil War. Or you can take a look at what happened in New Zealand. The people who had forts that were built out of masonry, you know, traditional type of forts we see medieval forts and that type of thing. Those are easily knocked down with traditional ordnance. But down in Wilmington, which was the last holdout in the Confederacy, the last port that they had open, they had earth-firm forts there. And they took the biggest artillery barrage from the naval attack there that has ever been launched up to that point. It was not exceeded until World War II. They poured so much artillery into that area. And they still couldn't take out the people that were there. They had to launch an amphibious attack. Something similar to that had happened in New Zealand when they tried to subdue the Maoris down there. They had their earthen forts, and all the cannon stuff wasn't of any use against it. My point being that that is the way, you know, when you have this massive superior firepower and you got a population that doesn't want to be controlled, it's like just pouring all of that ordnance in on earth berm forts. That's what's happened with our asymmetric warfare. And it has happened in one country after the other. We come in with massive firepower and it doesn't work. And you're going to have to eventually go door to door and it's going to get real ugly. So you want to try to do that in New Jersey? You want to try to start doing that across the country? In California, they got a new group that they want to disarm. People who are drunk. People who have, alcohol-related issues. So we're going to come after their guns. Not going to put them in jail for drunk driving, you know, because you can get a lot of drunk driving convictions. They keep letting people out over and over again with that. They're going to use that as an excuse to take away people's guns. The House Democrats are going to try to take away the guns of congressmen on Capitol Hill, the new House Democrats when they come in. Doesn't matter that they just had somebody shoot Steve Scalise, tried to shoot a bunch of congressmen, and they've got a lot of restrictions on what they can do. No, they don't care about that at all. Will the people in Washington stand up for their own rights? Now, they haven't done too good a job standing up for our rights. Will they stand up for their own rights, or will they allow the Democrats to disarm even them? I'll have to wait and see. And then, of course, the idea coming out of New York that Senate Bill 9191, introduced at the end of November, that would require turning over all of your social media account information to them to be scrutinized, as well as all search engine history with three named search engine sites, Google, Yahoo, and Bing, for the previous 3 years. And if they can't get it that way, the Democrats want to push taxes to take away your guns. They may not even stop at that point. You know, when we look at what they're doing in terms of saying, well, we're going to take away the guns if people are drunk. You know, we had alcohol prohibition. They did it with respect to the Constitution. They realized that the federal government had no direct authority to prohibit anything like alcohol or marijuana or you name it, aspirin, whatever. They don't have any power to prohibit anything. So they passed a constitutional amendment, the 18th Amendment. After 14 years, they said, you know, this has really been a failure. It had all of the problems that we've had now, although we've kept ours going now for 47 years. And so they shut it down with the 21st Amendment. We just passed the 85th anniversary of that. But out in Albuquerque, New Mexico, in Santa Fe, they are now using civil asset forfeiture to take away people's vehicles if there's alcohol involved. So it's not just marijuana. It's not just other drugs that they've unconstitutionally prohibited. Now they will ignore due process, take away your property without even charging you with a crime if they say you're involved with alcohol.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately. It's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil. Now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the last few months, you have seen InfoWars offer the biggest sales in our history. Now, we've sold out of some of our best-selling items, but we've still got most of our best-selling items in. That's why I am extending the 12 days of Christmas for 4 more days, because we're guaranteed up to about the 19th to be able to ship to anybody in the continental United States before Christmas at InfoWarsStore.com. But get your orders in. Don't fight those crowds and support the InfoWar. All the sales the last 12 days, 50 to 75% off, is back. Free shipping is still there. Double Patriot points. And we have even bigger sales on 4 new items. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Myco ZX, the t-shirts, all of it. Just go check out the sales. There's too many to break them all down. Get your orders in by the 19th so you're guaranteed to get it on or before Christmas. And thank you again all for your support. We are extending this sale until the 19th. But InfoWars is in your hands. And again, whatever you do, just spread the word about InfoWars.com and we're going to beat the globalists together. Thank you. In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free colloidal silver iodine fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling t-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a t-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything. And don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
InfoWars has been proven absolutely on target about world government, the attack on the family, the eugenics operations, the whole thing. We've been proven dead on. You've been proven dead on as supporters and listeners of this broadcast. You've been the men and women in the arena, and I really do thank you and salute you all. Words are not enough. Think about, of all the different systems, of all the different political ideologies, you have been on target promoting Americana and Renaissance, an open free society against the globalists and the dominant world force. They've created their Tower of Babel with a bunch of people that can't communicate with each other. But we have cut right to the chase. Human liberty, a pro-human future versus the globalist anti-human future. And that's why I want to thank you all and ask you now more than ever to remember that InfoWars really is your baby. I am in your hands. And we're under unprecedented attack, and we just need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there and get the best deals ever and fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. It's the David Knight Show.
Where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And a real famous cat all dressed up in red. And he spends the whole year working out of his sled. It's the little Saint Nick.
You know, sometimes the government doesn't act as Santa Claus. That's the way the Democrats see it, right? Government thinks that Santa Claus, the government is Santa Claus. Sometimes they think that it's God. Certainly in China, they think the government is God. But they can come along and stop you in your sleigh, and they can take your sleigh without ever charging you with a crime. And now they're doing it because of association with alcohol, not just because of their unconstitutional, illegal war on drugs. And again, as I was saying, you know, we had the 18th Amendment, the 21st Amendment. It's easy to remember, you know, 18, 21, the drinking ages, right? It was back in the age when we respected the Constitution. Back in the age when we understood that the Constitution, regardless of how you interpret the Commerce Clause or the General Welfare Clause, the 9th and 10th Amendment were added after those were written to clarify that the government doesn't have any authority and cannot infer any authority. It only has authority in areas that were specifically delegated to it. Areas like protecting the integrity of our borders and defending our country. That has been delegated to the president and to the federal government. But when it comes to things like prohibiting certain substances like alcohol or marijuana or you name it, they don't have that authority. And they need a specific amendment, like they had enough authority, enough respect for the Constitution's authority to pass that back in 1919, they passed the 18th Amendment. 1933, 14 years later, they said, we made a big mistake. Because, you know, we do prohibition. What did it do? It gave us Al Capone. It gave us organized crime. It was a monopoly for those people. And things got very violent. It corrupted government. It corrupted law enforcement. It corrupted the courts. And it increased alcohol use rather than decreasing it. We had more intense forms of alcohol. People were being sold the more concentrated forms of alcohol because it was more profitable. So people drank less beer and they drank more whiskey, for example. So I said, this is working out really bad all the way around. You had a lot of juries refuse to send people to jail for making moonshine whiskey. Jury nullification. At that time, they were not sending the users to jail. They were sending the people who were producing it. It was the desperation of the Reagan administration who started sending users to jail and then enacted civil asset forfeiture. So we're going to take your property. We're not even going to charge you with a crime. We're just going to skip all that stuff about having to go through and give you due process. We'll just make it really, really painful. Anybody that's even associated with this, we'll take the property. So if your kid's driving your car and with a bunch of other kids and police officer pulls him over and says that he sees part of a butt of a joint there, then you just take the car. Don't have to determine that, it was your kid who was driving the car. And it may be your car and you may not have had anything to do with it, but they don't have to find you guilty of any conspiracy to do something that they have no authority to prohibit. And now we've seen this applied in New Mexico to alcohol situation. We have a mother whose son borrowed her car, was arrested in Albuquerque for DWI, and the police said, you got two options. You're going to either give up your car, or we're going to put a boot on it for 18 months, and you have to pay us $4,000. She said, well, I don't like those two options. I'm going to go for option number three. I'm going to take you to court. You know, you have to sue them in order to keep them from stealing your property. See, that's why they call it civil. If it was criminal, and of course it is criminal what they're doing, and of course they are creating laws and say you violated our laws, but they said, no, it's not a law, it's a rule. And so if it's a rule, we can, as a bureaucracy, whether it is the IRS or whether it's the EPA or whether it's the local police department, they say, well, we made some rules and you violated our rules. And since they're not laws, you don't get your day in court, you don't get the presumption of innocence, you don't get a trial, and we can take your stuff without finding you guilty. And we can take as much of it as we want. There's no limitation as to what we can take. Because since it's not a law, you don't have any rights. It's just a rule of ours that you broke. This is the Kafkaesque world that they have created with the war on drugs, where they charge inanimate objects. And they tell you that it's not a law, it's a rule, so you have no rights under the law. And so she took them to court. She won in court, took it to the appeals court. She's now won in the appeals court. She said this, I always thought they shouldn't be taking cars unless you're proven guilty of some kind of crime. She won. She got the car back. It took her 8 months after her son was arrested. And now the Court of Appeals has said, you're not going to do that again. We have a state law. Even though the police departments in Albuquerque and Santa Fe were seizing cars from people who were charged with DWI but never convicted. In many cases, they'll take property, not even charge you. Well, at least they charged them with a crime. They didn't go through the process of convicting them. But they said, you're not going to do that. You're going to have to charge people. You're going to have to convict them, and then you can take their property. And I don't have any problem with that. I mean, take a look at these laws, but, you know, I don't have a problem punishing drunk drivers by any means. But you don't punish people before you convict them. You don't punish people and take their stuff without even charging them. And so the local paper there, KOAT, said, reached out to the Albuquerque police to learn how this law change will impact the way that they handle DWIs. But we never heard back. That is the arrogance that we've now inculcated, the corruption that has been created by the fact that we don't pay any attention to the law. Why would you expect the local police department to obey any laws when at the highest level, the Congress doesn't obey the Constitution that they swore to uphold? Because when we have drug prohibition, when we say that we can take your property under civil asset fantasy laws that they've created, how do you expect anybody to obey the law? Texas police have seized more than $50 million in 2017 from seizing people's property. And as the Texas Tribune says, not everybody was guilty of a crime. Was anybody even charged with a crime? They're talking about civil asset forfeiture. And they say, Houston filed a lawsuit against a truck, state of Texas, versus a 2003 Chevrolet Silverado. This is the kind of absurdity that we see. And when they have absolutely no constraints on what they can do, then it gets even worse. Here's a case out of Free Thought Project. And of course, they were banned out of, off of YouTube and social media because they take on the police state, the surveillance state, the military industrial complex. They're not going to ban PewDiePie. You know, his big sin is he's not bowing down to the gods of political correctness. And so you've got the media demanding that YouTube do something about this. And they eventually will do something about that because, you know, he's too popular. We can't have this because this guy doesn't kowtow to our speech codes. But if he was really dangerous, they would take him off like they did InfoWars and Free Thought Project because they talk about stuff like this. We talk about stuff like this. Cop tries to kill an innocent, unconscious teen, slamming his face into the curb. He was left brain dead. The jury awards $6 million. They sentenced a former police officer to 4 years in prison. Now, this is what should happen in most cases. The offender, every institution is going to have bad people in it, folks. If you've got human beings, you're going to have bad human beings. They need to be punished. This guy was punished. He got 4 years. Good. Usually it's only the taxpayers who are punished if even that happens. He got into a dispute with this kid. The kid said, my window doesn't work. Rolled down. He jerked him out of the car, got angry because the way the kid was talking to him. He tasered him four times longer than you're supposed to taser him. Caused this kid, the 17-year-old, to go under cardiac arrest after he is practically dead, after he's been tasered in the chest for 20 seconds. He handcuffs him, drags him around, and smashes his face into the ground. The video camera caught it. You know why I think he was charged? Because he did it to a fellow officer's teenage son. I wonder if it hadn't been a fellow officer if they would have taken action against that. But that's why we have laws, and they need to obey them.
In the last few months, you have seen InfoWars offer the biggest sales in our history. Now, we've sold out of some of our best-selling items, but we've still got most of our best-selling items in. That's why I am extending the 12 days of Christmas for four more days, because we're guaranteed up to about the 19th to be able to ship to anybody in the continental United States before Christmas at InfoWarsStore.com. But get your orders in. Don't fight those crowds and support the InfoWar. All the sales the last 12 days, 50 to 75% off, is back. Free shipping is still there. Double Patriot points. And we have even bigger sales on four new items. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Myco ZX, the t-shirts, all of it. Just go check out the sales. There's too many to break them all down. Get your orders in by the 19th, so you're guaranteed to get it on or before Christmas. And thank you again all for your support. We are extending this sale until the 19th. But InfoWars is in your hands. And again, whatever you do, just spread the word about InfoWars.com and we're going to beat the globalists together. Thank you.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions,
We've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Kraglin owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Kraglin-owned base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
It's never too late to educate people about their own health. As I spent a lot of time yesterday talking about the case that was exposed by Reuters last Friday, I'm amazed at how few people have reported this. It was dismissed by Johnson & Johnson as a conspiracy theory. They said, how in the world could we get away with selling talcum powder contaminated with asbestos to people for decades? Even as the documents saying that they knew it came out. Well, you know, we've seen this type of thing happen before. Going back to the 1970s, we had the Ford Pinto. Eventually, documents internal to the company came out saying that they knew that there was a design flaw. The engineers had said this is very dangerous, and upper management decided that they would just not do anything about it. They said it's going to be more expensive for us to fix this than it will be for us to settle lawsuits of the people who die in fiery crashes. And it's a pattern of behavior that we see with large corporations. Certainly, in a situation like this, where they sell powder for babies that has asbestos in it, as their documents showed, they were talking about it. What do we do with it? How are we going to hide this? Same thing we've seen with the ClimateGate stuff. Oh, you know, our models are not working. We've seen an increase in CO2, but we've seen a decrease in temperature. How do we hide that decline? What are we going to do? How are we going to explain this away? How do we hide the evidence of this? Because there's a lot of money to be made. It's a big business. It's a big business selling the phony climate stuff. It's a big business to sell even baby powder, but certainly pharmaceuticals. That's what I talked about. Is that, you know, you hear all the same objections that we heard from Johnson & Johnson. Even though they were caught red-handed with the documents, saying, we know this, we got to hide this, and so forth. Look, we found this. Even though they were caught red-handed, they said, this could not possibly be true. Because how would we get away with this with the regulatory agencies? Well, how indeed? It's very easy. Unfortunately, it's very, very easy. Especially when you look at vaccines. Hear the same arguments from them that we heard with vaccines and autism. Oh, this couldn't possibly be true. It's just a coincidence that as we started vaccinating people at an earlier and earlier age with more and more vaccines, we suddenly had an explosion in autism and immune system diseases. That's just a coincidence. Nothing to worry about with that. We couldn't get away with this. We've got government regulatory agencies who do nothing. As Del Bigtree and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. pointed out, since 1986, Health and Human Services are supposed to be monitoring vaccine safety. Filing reports, doing, you know, checking people that had issues as they gave them immunity so that you couldn't sue them if they harmed you. They said, so many people are being harmed by this that we're going to have immunity or we can't sell vaccines anymore. So I said, fine, you got immunity. We'll have the HHS, Health and Human Services, be the watchdog agency for 36 years, 32 years. They never got any data. They never collected any data on anything. And, yeah, they say, well, you know, we've done study after study showing that they're safe and effective. No, they haven't. They're lying about that. They stonewalled on the information. They finally pried an admission from them that they hadn't done anything to collect all this. So we see all this pattern of behavior. Do you think that for hundreds of billions of dollars that they will inject children with unsafe drugs and vaccines? That they'll expose babies to asbestos for money? Do you think that they can get the government to go along with them, regulatory capture? That they can pay off politicians and bureaucrats to get their way? Of course they can. You'd have to be naive not to see that this hasn't happened over and over again with big business. And so I bring that up, folks, because this time of year, you have to be naive not to understand what is going on in the attacks on your First Amendment, how important it is to not let them get away with this system of globalist Chinese control of your speech, of your thought, of your behavior, monitoring everything that you're doing. This is what is really at stake, folks. Yes, it begins with the First Amendment, with free press, and with your free speech. They're coming after both of those aspects at the same time. And once they get that, they're going to come after your freedom of religion. They're going to come after everything. They're going to monitor every single one of your thoughts. And we have to stop this now. And one way that you do it is to make sure that their plans to try to deplatform InfoWars isn't going to work and other organizations. So you can stand up against that. You can support us with a product, and you've been very good at supporting us. But we've also put out a massive discount for the Christmas season, 12 days of Christmas. We've got all of the discounts are now back there all at once. Plus, you've got 75% off, some products up to 75% off, free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points. And just like the 12 days of Christmas, we brought back all of those, like the 12th day of Christmas. And you get not a partridge in a pear tree, but you get a free T-shirt in every order. And I started out with all this health stuff, folks, because a lot of these products are focused on your health. Natural, safe products. They can be very effective. You know, we look at things like BodEase, taking care of inflammation by using things like turmeric and other natural ingredients that are going to help to activate that. That is very important. BodEase, 60% off. These are some of the 24-hour specials that we brought back. BrainForce, 55% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 55% off. A Silver Bullet and Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste, products that have Nano Silver in it, a very safe, natural way to control bacteria as well as viruses. The immune gel is still used in the topical gel that we sell that has a nanosilver in it. They still use that type of product in burn centers because it's very effective at stopping infections. So this is an opportunity for you not only to provide for yourself, but also as a gift to help friends and family to understand the importance of being proactive and supporting their health, but also supporting the First Amendment. So take a look at the products that we have as part of our 12 Days of Christmas. Educate yourself. You know, I had somebody come back when I tweeted out that report yesterday about the situation with Johnson & Johnson saying, look at this connection. You know, do you think that what happened with baby powder and asbestos is similar to what happens with vaccines and autism? Are they covering this up? Is there a government cooperation with the bureaucracies to look the other way? Some guy responded, or woman, and said, there you are with your stupid vaccines and autism. Stupid vaccine stuff. And I said, well, maybe you didn't get your vaccine for stupid. Maybe you didn't get vaccinated against herd mentality. And I said, don't worry. You can always get vaccinated against all these things. Just go to your local authority figure, and they'll make sure that you get those. They'll give all that stuff to you. When we look at China, today we had the Chinese dictator, the man who would be God, is celebrating 40 years of what he says is reform. And, of course, they have had a massive turnaround in their economy from the damage that was done to the other guy that he wants them to worship, Chairman Mao. So worship Mao, worship me, put our pictures on either side of the crosses in the churches, or we're going to take you down. And this guy that he wants to worship was the one who put him in that situation. So they're talking about BBC's, like, China's staggering 40 years of progress. The globalists love this. They show pictures on said, this is the way the streets looked in 1978. And it's just a sea of people on bicycles. And now they show people that are a sea of cars that are blocked there. And I look at that and I say, you know, they want to take us from the lower picture there of the traffic jam. They want to put us all on bicycles. They want to basically reverse for those of us in the West what they have done for those in China. But, of course, we all have one thing in common. And that is the government won't build roads that are sufficient for the capacity of traffic. So they talk about the number of bicycles, the number of automobiles. They talk about how they've got money, money, money. So such a big change in the standard of living. And again, people, it isn't the absolute amount of money that people have. It's how that has changed. So if people start to see their standard of living going up by, let's say, 20% a year, they're you can basically pacify the population, even if they're still incredibly poor. And that's been going on in China for quite some time. Now, the Chinese dictator, President Xi, has said that China will never seek hegemony. He says, in other words, we're not going to try to control you. It's just our people. We'll take a look at that when we come back. And we're also going to take a look at the newest Chinese registered agent. Yes, Joe Lieberman. Wonderful Joe Lieberman, a Democrat who became an independent, who has now become a lobbyist for the Communist Party. He's now registered, the former conscience of the Senate. Remember the conscience of the Senate? I wonder what kind of a conscience you have seared when you become a lobbyist for the Chinese communists.
InfoWars has been proven absolutely on target about world government, the attack on the family, the eugenics operations, the whole thing. We've been proven dead on. You've been proven dead on as supporters and listeners of this broadcast. You've been the men and women in the arena, and I really do thank you and salute you all. Words are not enough. Think about, of all the different systems, of all the different political ideologies, you have been on target, promoting Americana and Renaissance, an open free society against the globalists and the dominant world force. They've created their Tower of Babel with a bunch of people that can't communicate with each other. But we have cut right to the chase. Human liberty, a pro-human future versus the globalist anti-human future. And that's why I want to thank you all and ask you now more than ever to remember that InfoWars really is your baby. I am in your hands, and we're under unprecedented attack, and we just need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there and get the best deals ever and fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions their prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never miss your show any day. Never.
At Infowars.com/show.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. And now, The David Knight Show.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hum, where you
welcome back. We're going to talk about China. Take a look back as the Chinese president is looking back on 40 years. He says to everybody, he says, China's development does not pose a threat to any country. No matter how far China develops, it will never seek hegemony. In other words, it'll never seek to have control over large areas, to exercise controls over other countries. Now, why would he have to make that assurance? It's because we know that he's lying. Nobody ever requires, you don't ever hear the leader of Switzerland saying, our prosperity doesn't threaten anybody. We don't seek to dominate or control regions of the world or other countries. You don't ever hear the Swiss say that. Why? Because we know what the Swiss stand for. We know that historically they've always minded their own business. They have been neutral. They have been prosperous, and their prosperity doesn't threaten anybody. But of course, the Chinese government is very different. The Chinese government wants total global control. They have been chosen by the globalists, not only as a cat's paw for this, but also as a beta test site for these types of tactics. And they have been given every kind of advantage that you can imagine. Some of us are awake to this. We've told you many times how they are being and these control structures are being built out there by the Chinese government, by the globalist corporations that are cooperating with them, like Google, like Apple, and others. But as he's saying, we're not going to develop this at the expense of other countries' interests. Well, I think people in Taiwan and Hong Kong, people in the South China Sea, even the people of the Philippines, they might think otherwise. Certainly looks like they're operating as a hegemonic power when they build artificial islands in the South China Sea right off the coast of the Philippines. And again, the South China Sea does not belong to China any more than the Gulf of Mexico belongs to Mexico. And as I've said before, if the Mexican government were saying, well, this is the Gulf of Mexico, so we're going to build a underwater artificial military base right off the coast of Tampa, and we're going to start arming it heavily, and then we're going to say, if you pass ships by this area, you know, we're going to start, and they actually have done that now in the South China Sea off these artificial islands. They're threatening American planes and ships. They're threatening to shoot them. You've got Chinese naval officers saying that they're going to engage American ships and planes if the American ships and planes, as they traditionally do, they go through international waters. And they make a point of going through international waters to make sure that they remain international waters so that some country like China doesn't exercise hegemonic control, which is exactly what they're doing, and threatening people over their exercise of this. They've also threatened Taiwan. And this is something that has long been a sticking point with the Chinese communists. Again, going back to when we were adopting out of China, our friends, one of them was, her family was from Taiwan. And she was told on the adoption that don't you put down, you put down that you're Chinese, but do not say that you are Taiwanese. Because we've had people do that in the past, and the Chinese government will just reject you completely for adoption application if you put down you're Taiwanese. And so now they're coming after that. They're coming after the people in Hong Kong. You know, we've got the yellow jackets in France. Well, we've had the umbrellas in Hong Kong. because they have exerted control over their children's schools and curriculum. They have shut down the free press in Hong Kong. They have made demands about free elections in Hong Kong. And the people there are used to being free, unlike Americans. They don't like a distant government taking over their children's education and indoctrinating them to worship the government. We're okay with that. You know, we just had Lamar Alexander say, well, I'm not going to run for re-election. I'm fine with that. This is a guy who is George H.W. Bush's education director. Go. You've been there too long. You pushed the federalization of education. You were, I think he was like the fifth head of the Department of Education, a department for which there is no constitutional authority, a department that Ronald Reagan said he would get rid of, but he didn't. He nurtured it into adulthood.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Lots of celebrations in China today. We had President Xi awarding 100 individuals as pioneers of reform. Have an NBA player, Yao Ming. Alibaba founder Jack Ma, Nobel Prize winning scientist Tu Youyou. They got their medals as they were playing a patriotic ballad of tribute to Ding. And as Xi, President Xi, again, who was on first? Xi is on second. And as the order of Chinese dictators goes, Xi Jinping spared no praise for Ding as he began by remarking on the significance of 1978, the year that Ding implemented his first reforms. Well, why did he need to reform anything? I mean, they've got Mao was there. I mean, what's the problem with that? You might ask, why were they so dirt poor 40 years ago as they celebrate that? Well, it's because of the policies of Mao. He went beyond the usual failed policies of central planning. He went full megalomaniac with his cultural revolution. Xi emphasized the absolute rule of the Communist Party and of its upholding of Chinese sovereignty. He said, no one is in a position to dictate to the Chinese people. We'll see about that. We'll see about that. And of course, as President Trump just tries to equalize things, you know, they have been given an advantage. Part of the China price is protectionist tariffs to protect their domestic industries. They were encouraged to do that. They were allowed to do that. We had the globalists come in and tell them, you know what? We want you to be the model for population control. So they imposed the one-child policy. We want you to kind of show us how we can do this at Amazon. So can you set up slave labor? Can you show us how to steal other people's intellectual property and get away with it? Manipulate currencies and so they did all of this stuff. Now they are focused on controlling you. Population control. That's the most perverse thing yet. It's not part of the China price. It's part of the price that we're going to pay for our ignorance if we don't understand what this is involving. And as this is all happening and as he is awarding people like Jack Ma of Alibaba. You know, it was just the end of November that Jack Ma was outed as a member of the ruling Communist Party. high-ranking official. And at the time, the Guardian headlines said, is a Chinese billionaire Jack Ma using AI to create dystopian cities? Having long claimed to be apolitical. I'm not involved in politics whatsoever. Yeah, he was a shill for the Communist Party. You don't get in that kind of position in China unless you are politically connected. The same type of economy that they're setting up here in America, where you have the politically connected corporations, that same kind of fascist control. The politically connected corporations are allowed to succeed. They're allowed to do anything that they wish. And, you know, just a little bit of kickback to those politicians and bureaucrats who let them get away with this stuff. Anyway, he was the guy who was the co-founder of Alibaba, recently revealed to be a member of the Communist Party of China. Alibaba is working on something they call Cloud Town. Cloud Town, you know, we're going to have the town in the cloud, the internet cloud. They said the technologies there in Cloud Town range from artificial intelligence pedestrian crossing using facial recognition. Now, of course, they put it in a positive light. Oh, it'll identify the age of a road crosser and give them a longer green light if they are old and slow enough. No. I know. It's really so that they can identify you. If you jaywalk, they're already doing instantaneous pictures. It's like Minority Report. They do a facial recognition of the person who's jaywalking. Boom, flash your picture up there and say, you've been fined, citizen. And we have noted this on your social credit score. You keep doing that, you won't be walking across the street. I certainly won't be getting a AI drone car responding to your every need. And, of course, they link everything to, in this cloud town, to the user's smartphone. They read patterns of movement. They know what your food choices are. They know what kind of comments and you're leaving on social media. They look at your photos. And it allows them to make predictions about what you're going to eat, where you're going to go, that type of thing. And, you know, when you look at what's going on with Cloud Town, it is exactly what Google Alphabet is doing with Sidewalk Labs in Toronto. The people in Toronto were saying, hey, you know, I thought this was going to be something that was serving us, but this is really kind of like the Twilight Zone, you know, where the aliens come to Earth and they say, we're here to serve mankind. You find out that that is a cookbook, that you are on the menu. And they found out that they were the product. They were being watched. Everything that they did was being watched or going to be watched in Sidewalk Labs. The cyberspace come to urban space, Google experiment. Same thing that this guy's doing, Jack Ma. Isn't it interesting how they line up, how Google is doing the same stuff that China is doing? And as Google is saying, well, you know, we've shut down this dragonfly thing. We have no plans at the current time to introduce this in China. So everybody says, oh, look, they say they've got no plans at the current time. So that means that they may do it later in China. I look at that and I say, maybe they don't have any plans to do it in China, but they're going to do it here. Nobody asked them on Capitol Hill if they're doing it here. Why? Because behind closed doors, you probably got the Republicans and Democrats demanding that they do that here. They're going to know what kind of food you like to eat because they even monitor the trash cans in Google's Sidewalk Labs in Toronto. That's the kind of obsession they have for control. But as we look at this, we've got a former Republican congressman, Thaddeus McCotter, Republican of Michigan, in an interview with Breitbart just a few days ago, last week. He was talking about Huawei, the telecommunications company. He said, you know, they're an arm of the Chinese state. Just like Jack Ma, just like Cloud Town and so forth. He said it was a former general of the People's Liberation Army that founded Huawei. You have to understand the influence and the operations were run by people like Ceausescu, the Romanian dictator. That's exactly what President Xi is like. But you have to understand that to know what Huawei is. Says Huawei is not a private entity because communist ideology does not allow it to be a private entity. You understand that? There are no private companies in China. They are all under the control of the Communist Party. And this is the system that they're getting ready to impose here in America. Everything is owned by the state. You're not allowed to use it at you're allowed to use it at their leisure, at their whim. And so they have these front groups. They're separate organizations. They're going to be used to getting into the technology of the West and in the countries of democracy. So when we talk about Huawei, we talk about this fight for 5G. Play video clip number 7. Talk about the Chinese push for 5G. Here's 5G.
About China racing ahead of the U.S. in terms of 5G.
Other countries are outspending the United States in both relative and absolute terms. In these countries, the execution is faster and more capital efficient than it is in the U.S. Since 2015, China outspent the United States by approximately $24 billion in wireless communications infrastructure and built 350,000 new sites, while the United States built fewer than 30,000. Looking forward, China's five-year economic plan specifies $400 billion in 5G-related investment. Consequently, China and other countries may be creating a 5G tsunami, making it near impossible to catch up.
A 5G tsunami. Now, are we to be concerned about this because it's the Chinese? Yes, you should be concerned about this. I'm going to tell you more about what's going on in China here in a moment. You should be concerned about those people exercising control in your life. We should also be concerned about people in Washington who have absolutely no regard about experimenting on your family and you without your consent. They have no regard for your health. That's one of the reasons why they put 5G in. They have no regard for your privacy. These same types of controls are not going to be good if they are wrapped in the American flag. It is a totally un-American idea. But we're caught up in this idea that they might do it to us first, so we got to get in there before them. Our corporations are going to run this. Our government is going to spy on you in cooperation with our corporations.
In the last few months, you have seen InfoWars offer the biggest sales in our history. Now, we've sold out of some of our best-selling items, but we've still got most of our best-selling items in. That's why I am extending the 12 days of Christmas for 4 more days, because we're guaranteed up to about the 19th to be able to ship to anybody in the continental United States before Christmas at InfoWarsStore.com. But get your orders in. Don't fight those crowds and support the InfoWar. All the sales the last 12 days, 50 to 75% off, is back. Free shipping is still there. Double Patriot points. And we have even bigger sales on 4 new items. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Myco ZX, the t-shirts, all of it. Just go check out the sales. There's too many to break them all down. Get your orders in by the 19th, so you're guaranteed to get it on or before Christmas. And thank you again all for your support. We are extending this sale until the 19th. But InfoWars is in your hands. And again, whatever you do, just spread the word about InfoWars.com, and we're going to beat the globalists together. Thank you. In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling t-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a t-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything. And don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
Everybody knows it. History documents it. But there is a cult in every culture and every system throughout history that wants to hurt children. They want to abort children. They want to disease children. They want to abuse children. They want to confuse children. They want their essence. They want their soul. They want their spirit. They want their power, because they are our future. And this Christmas, remember, it is about Jesus Christ, that ultimate sacrifice. It is about the West. It is about a human future and standing with each other and believing in a better future. So I just want to thank you all for your support. And I want to ask you all to pray for your own family, to pray for America, to pray for President Trump, and to pray for InfoWars. And to remember that you have the power to change the world. You have the power to override the censors. You have the power to stop the globalists dead in their tracks. And I know you've been taking action, and I salute you, but just remember, I know you're humble, but just remember, you hold the future of this planet and the universe in your hands.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500. Would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Claus listened to the kids and the toys talked, and now the toys are listening to the kids. Big Brother surveillance toys. Yeah, we were ridiculed. One of the things, oh, you crazy conspiracy theorists, tinfoil hat, paranoid people at InfoWars. You're talking about the federal government and the CIA and others listening to us through our appliances, watching us through our TV monitors. And then, of course, you know, we were reporting what the mainstream media was quietly reporting on the back pages, that David Petraeus, who was then the director of the CIA, was saying, yeah, we're going to be listening to people through their refrigerator and their appliances and so forth. It's like, yeah, yeah. Do you see anything wrong with that? Now the Internet of Things is out there. Everybody is, you know, yeah, we've had the Snowden leaks. We've had pictures of not Alex Jones, but of Mark Zuckerberg putting a post it over the camera of his monitor because he knows what's going on with that, because he's behind that, quite frankly. We told you about this for a long time before it actually happened. Now we've got the toys spying, smart toys for dumb parents. Smart toys such as dolls and games that enable the manufacturer to listen to their children. But of course, that's only the tip of the iceberg. We've also had, for those of you who really want to understand how dangerous this stuff is, it's the psychological issues that are involved with the overdependence, the overuse of these electronic devices. It is also the physiological damage that has now been documented. I talked about it on 60 Minutes. Got a government study. They're going to be doing it for years, but they've already noted in some of the heavier users right away. They see that the heavy use of video devices, you know, phones, tablets, games, and so forth, has already had a physiological effect on the brains that can be measured in MRIs. They see that it has thinned out the cortex. What you think with? Thinned out the cortex, equivalent to what you would see in somebody who is elderly. Slowing down their thought, impairing their memory, impairing their reasoning ability, and so forth. Folks, this is a broad spectrum warfare on us and our families. And you need to understand that. So now you've got the Electronic Privacy Information Center is urging the European Commission to ensure that children will not be exposed to surveillance while playing. Connected toys expose children to greater harms than the non-connected toys covered under the EU's Commission directive. Because here in America, they don't even care. There's nobody even really to talk to about this kind of stuff. That's fine. You know, we just turn our kids over to the big corporations because they're so benevolent. And they have your kids' mental and physical safety as the foremost concern. Right? Foremost concern. So this is just how creepy this stuff is going. But behind it all is the model that we see coming out of China. And as we see President Xi say, look, we've had 40 years where we undid the damage that was done by our beloved and worshipped Chairman Mao. any talk about how we're going to have some kind of equivalence there. I see out there saying, we are going to, our prosperity doesn't threaten anybody and we will not be dictated to by anybody. Now, of course, he's talking directly to President Trump because of what the establishment here and the establishment press and Wall Street likes to say is the Trump trade war. It's not Trump's trade war. It's the globalist trade war that's been going on for decades that nobody wants to talk about. Again, if we go back and we look at the rates that were there, just taking automobiles as one example of how the China price is affected in all this, a 2.5% tariff here in the United States, but a 25% tariff in China, 10 times the amount of tax. That is how they protected their markets. And President Trump said, you're going to get rid of that. He said, tell you what, we'll cut it down to 15%. It's like, no, no. We will have the same tariffs. That's what free trade would be, right? You could have free trade, which would be equivalent trade. So, you know, we can take everything down to zero, or you can take your 25% rate down to 2.5%, which is where we are. Wouldn't you think that they would like that on Wall Street? They keep talking about, you know, tariffs are nothing but taxes. We don't want high taxes, but they're fine when the Chinese have high taxes on American products. And so President Trump said, well, okay, you won't take yours down to, you want to take it down to 15% from 25? No, take it down to 2.5%. You're not going to do that? I'll take mine up to 25% where yours are. And now the Chinese have come out and said, tell you what we'll do. We'll take it down to 15%, but we'll do it for just 3 months. How's that? That's the way they're rolling. And when we look at the reaction in the Asian stock markets, they say stocks are sliding as President Xi's speech disappoints. He said China may face unimaginable difficulties. What? You mean if you don't get unfair advantage on tariffs? If you aren't able to manipulate your currency? Because that's another way that they can do that. If President Trump raises the tariffs to equalize them, then they will devalue their currency so they can sell more of their product and get around the tariff that way. Or they can just use copyright violations to steal intellectual property. That's another part of it. Or they can use slave labor and on and on and on. This is a criminal regime. But it's the same tactics that we see being adopted by large corporations here in America. And so when they talk about the 40th reforms anniversary event and so forth, he's out there saying, well, you know, we may have some storms on the horizon. For the last 40 years, China has had an average growth rate of 9.5%. Now they're saying it may be 6 to 6.5% next year. And just like we saw with tariff rates, right? We get taxes put on our goods selling into their country 10 times what they do, okay? So what we do to them. Our tax rate selling our goods there, 10 times the tax rate on our goods. And their economy is allowed to grow at 10 times the rate of ours. You know, most of the years we only got 1, 2%. Boy, if we get up to 3% like we did under President Trump with these tax cuts, everybody's like, look at this. The economy is cooking here. They're talking about having a bad year at twice the growth rate that the Federal Reserve would freak out over. The Federal Reserve has been raising interest rates 0.25% every single quarter to try to slow down our economy, to try to keep it from, as we hear them say over and over again, overheating. If we get above 3%, our economy would be overheating. Yet in China, for 40 years, they've been averaging 9.5% growth rate. More than three times the highest amount that we've ever been allowed to have under our Federal Reserve. That's how they are suppressing our economy. It's not just the unequal trade stuff, but it's how the central banks and the globalists are suppressing our economy. You're not going to be allowed to have that. If the economy starts recovering because of tax cuts and regulation cuts, we're going to raise interest rates to stifle that. Can't have 6%, can't have 9%. And then the other part of it, the slave labor factories. As AP points out, in a locked compound, minorities in China, now they're concerned about it because it's Muslims. They weren't concerned so much when it was Chinese and Falun Gong. Didn't care. I mean, when it's Christians, I should say. They're all Chinese. When it's Christians and Falun Gong, they weren't that concerned. But now that it is Muslims, oh, we've got the attention of the globalist press. And we should be concerned about this. I'm not saying they should be allowed to do this. I'm going to tell you what this looks like when we come back. And then I'm going to tell you about their crackdown on Christians, which doesn't get so much reporting in the mainstream press. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even supports your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars has been proven absolutely on target about world government, the attack on the family, the eugenics operations, the whole thing. We've been proven dead on. You've been proven dead on as supporters and listeners of this broadcast. You've been the men and women in the arena, and I really do thank you and salute you all. Words are not enough. Think about, of all the different systems, of all the different political ideologies, you have been on target, promoting Americana and Renaissance, an open free society against the globalist and the dominant world force. They've created their Tower of Babel with a bunch of people that can't communicate with each other. But we have cut right to the chase. Human liberty, a pro-human future versus the globalist anti-human future. And that's why I want to thank you all and ask you now more than ever to remember that InfoWars really is your baby. I am in your hands. And we're under unprecedented attack, and we just need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there and get the best deals ever and fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Night Show.
Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you'll hear.
Silver bells. Silver bells. Is that what they're hearing in the Chinese factories? I don't want to pour cold water on anybody's Christmas, but you know, we get a lot of products in this country made in China, made by slave labor. That is the template that is being applied. We now see it openly by Amazon. People are belatedly awakening to what Amazon is doing, the way that it's treating its employees. But of course, what Jeff Bezos is doing has already been done in China. You know, as we look at media organizations saying, wait a minute, Google has filtered our site out of news searches. That's what Western Journal is saying, reported by Breitbart. Breitbart has been the subject of boycotts. We've been completely banned by YouTube. And of course, they've been shadow banning people in terms of searches and so forth. Western Journal is saying they've completely filtered our site out. A lot of people, including us, have talked about how they have dropped search engagements down by 90%. But of course, they weight their search results. They do it by algorithm. So they say, well, there's no bias here because we've done it with our algorithm. Well, there's bias in your algorithm. Take a look at the obvious statement that, you know, what we saw in the testimony when Sundar Pichai was there. And you had congresswoman say, when I type in the word idiot and look at pictures, it shows me nothing but pictures of President Trump. I don't see this when I go to other search engines. We've shown that to you as well. Do the experiment yourself. And it'll show you how you need to use a different search engine, because Google is not a search engine. It's a propaganda machine. They ban stuff they take it down, as Paul Joseph Watson said. Sometimes he would go back and try to find articles that he'd written. He would remember exactly the title of the article, and it would be hidden from him on Google. Not on the other search engines, but on Google. Now, of course, if you go back and try to find any of the video reports that I did on YouTube, they're all gone. Flush down the memory hole. Google, filtering out news searches, banning information. They have essentially become the great firewall. I mean, China was famous for this. And they called it the great firewall of China. Censorship premiered in China. And now we have Google doing that. And when Google says, well, we don't have any plans on instituting Dragonfly in China, the mainstream media foolishly says, oh, look, they're not planning on doing it in China. Did anybody ask them if they're planning on doing Dragonfly here in the United States? Because they've already implemented the Great Firewall of China here in the United States. They've already completely purged various information here. But let's take a look at what's going on. As you're getting all these Chinese Christmas gifts, all of us are. Many of us don't even know that this is happening. We trust American corporations, hope that they're not using slave labor. AP News found that one sportswear company out of North Carolina was using slave labor. You know, North Carolina used to be known for its textile industry. That's all gone now. It's gone to China, being done by slave labor. Whether it's being done by prisoners kept in a compound, paid nothing, or whether they are paying the people, you know, 20 cents an hour. I mean, yeah, they still got to have suicide nets at the Foxconn factory. So here we are in China, as AP reports, barbed wire, hundreds of cameras ring a massive compound of more than 30 dormitories, schools, warehouses, and workshops in China's far west. These are the little elves that are making your Christmas presents. Santa's workshop, right there. More like Satan's workshop. This is the workshop of Satan that's been created by the globalists. Dozens of armed officers. A growling Doberman stands guard outside. Behind locked gates, men and women are sewing sportswear that can end up on U.S. college campuses and sports teams. They say it's part of a growing number of internment camps where some estimate that there's 1 million Muslims. Now they're concerned. AP is now concerned because it's Muslims. When they had Christian pastors operating under slave labor, or Christians being, you know, putting together your Christmas tree lights as prisoners, they didn't care about that. When they did Falun Gong, they didn't care about that. If they're using Christians and Falun Gong as organ donors, they don't care about that either. I remember when we had the plasticized bodies coming from China, the reports that some of them were showing up with bullet holes and so forth in their head. I absolutely refuse to let my kids go to see any of that stuff, because I was concerned about where they might be sourcing those bodies. AP reports that the output of this particular slave factory they traced it to Badger Sportswear in Statesville, North Carolina. The CEO of U.S. Badger said on Sunday that the company would source their sportswear elsewhere while it investigates. And I'm not saying that they intentionally knew that this was being done by slave labor. I'm just saying that if you do business in China, you will be doing business with the Chinese Communist Party. The Chinese Communist Party uses prisoner labor. They use slave labor. And they pay people slave wages if they pay them at all. Just understand that. It shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. But, of course, it's part of the China price. And you want to try to compete with that here in America? I mean, some people will buy your product because you say it's made in America. But you're not going to be able to compete on the marketplace with people that aren't paying their employees. And it's going to get much worse, folks, because we're not that far away. They have done this now using human beings as slaves, as robots. And they're repatriating all of that money, all of that capital into the United States, and they're going to be using it to buy robots and equipment to replace the human workers in the factories. And in many cases, those jobs aren't going to be coming back. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson said that there are many untrue reports about what they call training centers. They grab these people, again, same problem that they have with the Christians. They don't like Muslims having a religion where the Chinese president is not God. So they get to go to training centers, training them to be something other than what they want to be. And they said, young people in the camp, in the training camp, were taken away in the mornings to work without compensation, said one person who got out of there, in carpentry and in a cement factory. He said the camp didn't pay any money, not a single cent. Well, it's pretty hard to compete with that, isn't it? If you want to pay people a living wage here in America, it's pretty hard to compete with that. American companies importing from those places should know that those products are made by people being treated like slaves. Which gets me back to the Koch brothers and the Cato Institute and Reason Magazine and the doctrinaire libertarians who have told us since the beginning of this so-called free trade situation. And again, it's not free trade. If they're charging 10 times the taxes on our products that go into their country as we are allowed to charge here, and I say allowed because if President Trump tries to equalize that, tries to get them to lower theirs, or if he raises his to their level, then you have Wall Street and you have the political establishment and you have the pro-business think tanks, the libertarians and the conservatives out there screaming bloody murder. Look at Trump. He's a protectionist. And they want to protect the communist Chinese. And so this has been going on for a long time, folks. But it's not just the Muslims that they're coming after. As I pointed out last week, they came after a Christian pastor who said, we are not going to be forced to worship President Xi. It is Caesar worship. We understand the Bible's position on Caesar worship. He put out a manifesto. They promptly arrested him and hundreds others at his church. They've continued this. They're stepping up their pre-Christmas church crackdown. I guess the liberals and the Satanists here in America should be proud of this. It's what they want to have done to you in the future. If we go down this path, this is why it's important, folks. This is not, you know, something that is in a distant land. This is a blueprint for what they want to do to Americans. This is what it's going to look like. Guangzhou. I've been to Guangzhou. As a matter of fact, anybody that adopts from China, that's where the U.S. Embassy is. They don't have, process you when you do an adoption. They don't process you in Beijing. You go through Guangzhou. It's a very modern city. Beautiful city. In that beautiful modern city, dozens of police raided a children's Bible class at church this last Saturday morning.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Supermail in you. Supermail Vitality.
From InfoWarsStore.com.
In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling T-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a T-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, they'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything, and don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support. In the last few months, you have seen InfoWars offer the biggest sales in our history. Now, we've sold out of some of our best-selling items, but we've still got most of our best-selling items in. That's why I am extending the 12 days of Christmas for four more days, because we're guaranteed up to about the 19th to be able to ship to anybody in the continental United States before Christmas at InfoWarsStore.com. But get your orders in. Don't fight those crowds and support the InfoWar. All the sales the last 12 days, 50 to 75% off, is back. Free shipping is still there. Double Patriot points. And we have even bigger sales on four new items. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Myco ZX, the t-shirts, all of it. Just go check out the sales. There's too many to break them all down. Get your orders in by the 19th so you're guaranteed to get it on or before Christmas. And thank you again all for your support. We're extending this sale until the 19th, but InfoWars is in your hands. And again, whatever you do, just spread the word about InfoWars.com, and we're going to beat the globalists together. Thank you.
I don't have to tell our listeners and viewers how important InfoWars is in the fight against the anti-human globalist. So let's say it short and sweet. We need your support now more than ever. You've come through 1,000 times, so I'm not bitching at you. I'm just simply telling you, we are in the thick of the battle now. The attacks on InfoWars have become absolutely exponential, and down the road, we probably will get destroyed. But I know, and God has really put it on my heart, that we've got to maintain the fight as hard as possible and go through as much as we can to be an example to others and carry out critical operations ahead of whatever happens. But I want to be strong in this fight. I need to be provisioned, and I'm willing to stand against Hillary and Soros and the Rothschilds and all these devil worshipers. But I need your prayers. I need you to spread the articles and videos. I need you to give us financial support right now. We make it easy. Do your Christmas shopping with us, not with the globalists and not with Bezos and Amazon, and you'll help provision us. We've got a bunch of huge deals, InfoWarsStore.com, so please take action right now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Like Christmas is coming early for the Democrat Party. The White House is now backing down. The headlines are on Drudge Report. Wall funding is off of the table. CNBC reports the White House has suggested it could back down on a $5 billion border wall demand. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said, we have other ways that we can get that $5 billion. At the end of the day, we don't want to shut down the government. We want to shut down the border. Well, shut them both down. As I said at the top of the hour, top of the program, you know, these federal employees are going to get paid. They're going to be off at Christmas. But we can't have that, can we? Can't exercise any of this power. You know, we've had President Trump back down every single time one judge objects to anything that he does. Exercising his constitutional delegated powers, performing his duty to protect our borders. It requires, evidently, under our new unwritten constitution, it requires unanimous consent from every single federal judge. If one judge in one place disagrees with President Trump as the president, he can blackball him, essentially, with one little opinion. But, of course, when we have one judge in Texas saying, well, I think that If they're going to say that Obamacare is a tax, and they say, we're not going to tax anybody if you don't get Obamacare, then that means that since they tied all that together and they said, well, you know, it's a tax. And so even though there are mandates that are unconstitutional, they don't have any authority for that. We're going to say that, yes, they do have the authority to tax people. And so we're going to connect all of this. We're going to hang it on that one particular idea. And they're not severable. You know, they can't separate these things. It's all going to be connected. One whole ball of wax. And we're going to say it's all okay because one part of it is a tax and they can tax people. So we're going to say that's all right. We'll pull the whole thing in. So this judge says, well, they took away the tax. That takes away their anchor, their justification for doing this. So it's done. And then the Trump administration says, well, we're going to continue doing it. We're going to keep going down that path until we have other judges talk about that. But when a judge comes in and says, no, you can't do this, you can't do that at the border, they immediately back down. Jeff Sessions, as Attorney General, when it came to DACA, remember that DACA was essentially an executive order. It wasn't even President Obama's order. It was his Homeland Security Secretary, Janet Napolitano. It was a directive that she put out. She just said, you know, we're not going to enforce the law at the border. Deferred action of people under a certain age. Yeah, so we're just not going to do anything about that. And so then that became essentially an executive order of the executive branch of the Obama administration. And then when the Trump administration says, no, we are going to enforce the law, and the Democrats say, you can't enforce the law. Obama said he wasn't going to enforce the law. You're not allowed to change and have a different executive order from the Obama administration. And Jeff Sessions says, that's right. We'll go to a court. We'll fight them in court over this. We'll appeal that. Appeal what? Appeal your duty to enforce the law? Appeal the idea that this administration can't overrule the previous administration's executive orders? I mean, that was a basis for which we got out of the Paris Climate Accord or the Trans-Pacific Partnership. When Obama did not go through the process and make that a treaty, getting the ratification of the Senate, it wasn't a law. It wasn't a treaty. So President Trump could just ignore those signatures, ignore those executive orders. He could do the same thing with DACA, but he doesn't. And now he's going to pretend that he, you know, has to get Mexico to protect our borders. He has to get Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to protect our borders. And he's going to, after he said, I'm not going to sign that again, that was a bad deal, now he's going to do it again. Very disappointed. Very disappointed. So let's talk a little bit more about what's going on in China. As we look at the template for China, we have this article on Zero Hedge. Metropolitan police are testing facial recognition technology in central London. And, of course, they show people on the street. They got little squares around their faces and so forth. That's happening in China. And they say China is far away. They are the leaders when it comes to deploying facial recognition technology. But it looks like the UK is making important strides in that direction as well. Of course, because they are the beta test site for this. They're the beta test site for the slave wages you have Jeff Bezos implementing now, those kind of abominable working conditions. And, of course, the universal surveillance of everybody. They said anybody who refuses, the Metropolitan Police Department in London is saying, if you refuse, we're going to tell you that we're doing this for now. And, of course, they've been doing this for a while. Let's just understand. This is another psychological test of the population. Just like the chemtrail stuff. Well, you know, we're not doing chemtrails. It's a conspiracy theory. Nobody could possibly do that. We wouldn't try to modify the temperature of the planet and so forth. Well, now we're going to do it. Now we're going to do it. And it's a good thing. So it's like, oh, nobody's watching you. But now we're going to do it, and we're going to ask your permission. And if you refuse, you will not be treated as suspicious, they say. You know, of course not. Of course not. It's going to be strictly voluntary. Tests will be near Soho, Piccadilly Circus, Leicester Square, Monday and Tuesday, they said. A group called Big Brother Watch said that facial recognition technology, like they're doing in China, is authoritarian. It is dangerous. It is lawless. They said monitoring innocent people in public is a breach of fundamental rights to privacy and freedom of speech and assembly. It absolutely is. It's been given to us by the Chinese. And again, if you want to know where this is going, there is not going to be any aspect of your life that is left private. no aspect of your life, including, you know, when they come after your First Amendment, they're not just going to take away the free press. They're not going to just take away your freedom to debate in public on social media, to pass along articles that you agree with or you disagree with. That's your speech. They're going to take away that. They're doing it already here in the United States. We have the corporations out there that sold everybody on the idea of so-called free trade, which is not free trade. It was very imbalanced. But they said, look, why wouldn't you let the Chinese, if they're willing to work for low wages, why wouldn't you want them to work low wages for you? You can go do something else. You can get a different type of job. You don't have to work in the factory. And what have decades of that done for our economy? It has eaten out the core of our economy, that lie. And they're still telling us that, these people who say that they're for free trade. It's not free trade. It is managed trade. It is trade that is managed by multinational organizations, whether it's the World Trade Organization or whether it's some organization that's part of NAFTA or the NAFTA 2.0, the USMCA. It's always turning over the control of your economy to somebody else. And they always lie to you. They always say, you know what? It's you know, you can use those people in China. And what do we get? We reap what we sow, don't we? We're the ones who become slaves. You use that slave labor over there, and then you become the slave labor. And it ultimately comes down and back to where we originally started. You know, the thing that began the search for liberty in America, the thing that caused people to come to America looking for freedom was religious persecution. That's why so many people fled England and Europe to come here, the early founders of this country. And now it's going back to that level in China. They have, if you want to toe the government line there, you can have what they call the three self-patriotic churches, which means they come in and they mess with your teaching and so forth to make sure that it's compliant with the Chinese. They don't want to have anything there. This is really going to be in competition to them. You toe the Communist Party line. They estimate that there's 100 million Christians in China, most of them in underground churches. And, of course, this pastor, Pastor Wang, who put out his manifesto, one of the things that he did, now he's been disappeared. He and his wife, and they have an 11-year-old son, they have been charged with inciting subversion of state power. This is one of the most serious crimes against the state in China. It's a charge which is often used to silence dissidents. It carries a potential term of 15 years in jail. The pastor, his wife, and several senior members of the church face similar charges. He had already set up a letter, and it was released 48 hours after he disappeared. Pastor Wang in it said he was not interested in changing any political or legal institutions in China. But he said he was filled with anger and disgust at the persecution of the church by this communist regime. He said, as a pastor of a Christian church, I must denounce this wickedness openly and severely. The calling that I have received requires me to use nonviolent methods to disobey these human laws that disobey the God of the Bible. And so as a response to that, they're stepping up the persecution of Christians just before Christmas. And they're asking for people worldwide to talk about this, to pray for them, pray for Pastor Wang, pray for the Christians in China, and you better pray they don't have their way with you in this country, because that's exactly what they want to do to you. Thanks for listening.
InfoWars has been proven absolutely on target about world government, the attack on the family, the eugenics operations, the whole thing. We've been proven dead on. You've been proven dead on as supporters and listeners of this broadcast. You've been the men and women in the arena, and I really do thank you and salute you all. Words are not enough. Think about, of all the different systems, of all the different political ideologies, you have been on target, promoting Americana and Renaissance, an open free society against the globalist and the dominant world force. They've created their Tower of Babel with a bunch of people that can't communicate with each other. But we have cut right to the chase. Human liberty, a pro-human future versus the globalist anti-human future. And that's why I want to thank you all and ask you now more than ever to remember that InfoWars really is your baby. I am in your hands. And we're under unprecedented attack, and we just need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there and get the best deals ever and fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.